not nice. So you definitely at some point will have to, like, give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
what up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
Question, if you're the only one of your kind based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win, but the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
All right, what's up? Let me see. What's good with y'all, man? I got to get the new number. Got the new number up. I got to get that right. Shout out to everybody. What's going on? It's your boy, the Dean. Class in session. Shout out to all the guys in the chat room, all the ladies out there that's listening. You know who you are. What's up, ladies? You know, guys, before I start, man, you know, guys, there's nothing like when they come back, when they realize they miss you so much that they come back to you, guys. It's a beautiful thing. You don't have to do anything at all. They will find a million ways to make it known that they miss you, they're thinking about you without telling you. And this is some of the power that a man can have, you can have, guys, when you begin to implement the game the way it should be implemented. 563, put this weird number, 563-999-RIO. 5-6. Got the new number. Just putting it in right quick. But guys, you have to understand something, man. A lot of them want to come back. A lot of them will miss you and stuff like that because they miss the time that they spend with you. And they will find a way to either text you, call you, like I told you before, like some of your messages. And when that happens, it's go time, and it's, you know, what are you going to do about it, guys? You know, what are you going to do then when that happens? Guys, if you have a question, put a Q in the chat. And let me go ahead and pop up the new number. I got to save this joint. I pulled it up, but I didn't save. There it is. New number, 563-999-3056. 563-999-3056 is the number if y'all guys want to call in. And I want to welcome everybody to the show. Today we're here to talk about the single-minded man. And we're going to talk about what drives women wild about you. What drives a woman who is done with you. Now, and gentlemen, when I say done with you, I'm talking about, you know what, this isn't working out. I'm not happy with how things are because I either want the relationship, I want exclusivity, I want, you know, I just feel like you're not paying me enough attention. No, 407, I'm not going to answer the phone with you're a prank caller. You're not going to be the first one. Watch, hey, look, I'm going to mute you real quick before you say it for us. If I notice you're mute, you know, I'm going to mute you for a second before you say it. You're not going to be the first one calling on the new number with this bullshit. 407, what's up, man?
What's going on, Steve? My name is Damien. My question, you know, I kind of really can't articulate the question. I kind of just need you to, like, hear me ramble on to see the... Because I have, like, a knowledge gap I need you to fill in.
What's going on, Damien?
Well, basically, you know, I get you talk about not pushing the pendulum of sex. You know, I understand that part. But, you know, you talk about setting up the date. I get that part, too. But then, you know, you tell the woman, like, you know, like, spread your ass cheeks or ask someone to corner my dick on the corner, my balls in your mouth, you know that? Wouldn't that kind of be, like, pushing the pendulum?
Sir, that's the joke amongst ourselves, brother.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man. How old are you, dude? Do you think I tell you to tell women, let's meet at Lake, spread your ass cheeks? That's the joke around the locker room, dogs. It's locker room banter, sir. So what's your question? What's up?
Well, you kind of just answered it.
Okay. So you have any other questions? Are you good?
No, I'll call back in when I got one.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Well, all right. Let's keep going. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Guys, that's locker room banter. You talk about lake spread your ass cheeks. That's what guys talk about. That's locker room banter. See, guys, this is why you guys need to get rid of your friends, man. Because y'all got to be able to talk shit, man, to each other. Anyway, like I was saying before I answer this question, the thing is that a lot of women will want to break up with you because they can't have you, and it also drives them crazy not to be able to have you the way they want you. But we'll discuss that today. But let me answer this question right here. It's telling a woman that you want to get to know her on an intimate level. What is an intimate level? What is an intimate level? I don't know what that is, Christian. What is an intimate level? What is an intimate level? Need to help me out with that question. I don't even know what an intimate level is, so you gotta help me out. I don't understand what that means. What is an intimate level? You guys out here have to understand something, that a lot of you guys out here are not ready to even talk to women. And what I would say to you guys out there is you must stop trying to be something that you're not. Because a lot of you guys out here, you don't have confidence. You don't have a standard. There's nothing special about you. And yet, I don't even understand what this question is and why he's even asking this question. And if you're answering this question, then I would advise you to stay in your house and lock your door and don't talk to any women. What is a good direct approach? I don't even know what that is. What are you talking about, man? If you're 17 years old, please excuse yourself, because this is for grown-ass men. But Christian, hopefully you're going to answer this question, because if you're asking, you sound like you're like 17 or 16 years old asking this question. So I don't know how old you are, but this is for older guys. This isn't for no little kids. SpongeBob SquarePants Adventure is to the left. It's not here. Okay? Guys, I want to call in 515-605-9373. It's the number 515 605-9373 is the number. If y'all have a question, put a Q in there, and we got you covered. Okay, shout out to everybody in the chat room. In order for a woman to lose control, losing control means that she, her pussy, her body is not enough to control what you are and what you do. And it really bugs them. But in order for a woman to lose control, gentlemen, you guys out here must have control. I'm quick on the trigger, 649. I think it's him. Let me see. 649. 646, what's your question?
Hey, Steve Dean, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good with, I'm good. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, I'm fine. Listen, you know, I need your help very bad. Well, first off, let me ask the question, and then I'm going to get to something else. My question is, you know, I have a question about the man's mindset. The man mindset, I would like to know more about it.
What is it that you'd like to know, sir?
The man's mindset.
The man. Man. Not man's. Not plural. Not man's. Because we're not, speak in
man.
Man, right, singular.
Excuse me for that. Like man's mindset. I mean, you know,
okay.
I'll be watching your videos,
go ahead, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. No, go ahead, finish those. Say your statement. Listen, you've been watching the videos and what?
Yeah, because, you know, you was helping one of your clients on the man's mindset. You know what I'm saying? You said that client was on the man's mindset.
Man mindset.
Yeah. So, you know, you was able to get the guy to get the woman's pussy wet, like, in less than 5 minutes, just off text messaging, because, you know, spitting yak. Now, you know, I'm going to need help spitting yak to a woman, you know, and I would like to know if you can help me with that.
Well, yeah, get some coaching and we can sit down and discuss it.
Oh, because this is a girl that I'm talking to, you know, but this is a girl that I just got the number.
Okay, you already, but then you're not, okay, you might be new here. We don't get numbers, so why do you hate yourself? Why are you getting a phone number? Why are you getting a phone number?
So what do y'all do?
Wait, how old are you, big dog? How old are you?
27.
What is the opposite of getting a phone number?
Getting the number.
Well, then what do you think the answer is going to be then, buddy?
Give the number.
Right. So, why? Okay. So, tell me about read to me the text messages. Matter of fact, you want me to help you print screen your text messages? Send them to me right now. Let me read them.
No, I didn't say anything yet. It's blank.
What do you mean it's blank?
I didn't text her nothing yet.
Wait a second. So wait, you didn't text her anything yet, and you think magically that you're going to make her pussy wet?
No, I don't think like that.
So then what do you want my help with? With what?
Learning how to spit flavor in a woman's ears.
Okay. Sir, you're asking how to learn calculus.
Excuse me, Master Williams. I know you're very busy at the moment, but I'm afraid that
that's my phone. Excuse me, guys. You want to learn calculus, but you can't even count from 1 to 10, so how do you think you're going to learn how to spit flavor in a phone call, sir?
No,
you have
I'll
no
do
confidence.
It on a text message.
You have no confidence. You have no sexual skills. I hear in your voice that you have a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, lack of confidence issues. You don't know how to communicate yourself to a woman. So if you look at all those things, and there's so much more that I could say, how do you expect to get a woman turned on when you don't even know how to do it?
I mean...
You mean what?
I mean, I get what you're saying.
What?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Because, you know...
Tell me how you approach the woman. Because you don't put your bid in. I know you don't do that. So tell me how you approach her.
Nah, when I see a woman, I just walk up to her.
I didn't ask you when you say you see a woman. Okay. I need you to listen, okay? Pay attention, okay?
I
asked you to tell me what did you say to this woman to get her phone number? Walk me through it, please.
No, what I said was, I introduced myself. I said, hey, how you doing, beautiful? My name is Moses. Excuse me. My name is Marcus. What's your name? She was like, oh, I can't remember what she said, really, because it took place at the bar. You understand the music was loud, so I couldn't really hear what she was saying. Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think you're in the wrong place. You need to go somewhere else. This is not for you, sir. Take care. Okay. All right. I can't help people who ain't really real in the game, so. All right, guys, get your crayons out, man. Let's get into the show. Guys, I want to call in. You have the number that's scrolling at the bottom. If you've got a question, please put a Q there. You want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056 if you want to call in. If you have a question, we got you covered. And we want to make sure that you guys out there get all the help that you possibly can. Take notes and all this. And let's get into the show. And let's talk about control. Because control is something that most of you guys do not have. You cannot control the fear that runs through your mind. You cannot control the lack of confidence that you have. You cannot control yourself enough to go over there and talk to women when you want to talk to them. So what happens... For a lot of you guys, want women to lose control, and I want you to get women to lose control. But in order for a woman to lose control, gentlemen, you've got to be totally in control of who you are and how you speak. And all these things that I'm talking about right now, again, let's look at, again, I was talking about some of the bad stuff when they lose control. You must understand, gentlemen, your opponent in this case, not to understand her in her behaviors. I'm saying understand that most women are in control of 98% of you guys through their beauty or their body or something like that. So you're dealing with somebody that gets her way all the time. You're dealing with someone that she can get what she wants, when she wants it, and how she wants it, and she doesn't even have to give up any sex. That's how cold she is. And all of her life, she is so used to getting what she wants, but she's not satisfied. She's not happy. They're never happy when they get what they want. But then the reason why they begin to get caught up into a real man is because of how the interaction is with that man. You know, I talk about control. I mean, when you hear us on Sunday, you should be able to hear the control that these men have. That's on the panel with me. You should be able to hear the control in how I'm talking to you right now. I'm not stuttering and ohs and ahs and pausing, because I am totally in control of me. And the reason why they lose control is because of how I make them feel when they're around me. And excuse me, as I said before, even though they're around you, a lot of women are not going to like being on a roster. A lot of women are not going to like you having other women. They're just not going to like that. But when you're in control, they'll think twice. And, you know, that's why I try to tell you guys that this is why you should never believe what a woman is saying when she says to you, I'm not that kind of woman. When she says, I'm not that kind of woman. When she says, I like that music. Let me play some of this music. When she says, I'm not that kind of woman, it's a true statement, and I want you to believe the statement. The statement is true. She's not that kind of woman. Because that woman that made that statement, when they say, I don't believe in one-night stands, I don't believe in messing with a guy that has women, I don't believe in messing with married men, I don't believe in this, and I don't believe in that, anything sex, I don't believe in sleeping with a guy this fast, and I don't believe in sucking dick. All these I don't believe. Gentlemen, I'm going to tell you the honest truth. She's not lying. It's an honest truth. But what you have to understand, and this is very important for you guys, when you hear that, that's coming from a woman that is totally in control of who she is. And so many of you guys out there, because of the lack of control that you have for yourself, she begins to control the board because she's more in control of herself than you are. And that's why she dictates how you get to spend time with her. So I want y'all to write that down. I want you guys to understand this. Very important. That when she says that she's not that kind of girl, she is absolutely right. Because the woman that is saying that is in total control of herself. And as I said before, gentlemen, when I tell you about total control, what I am saying to you guys right here, let me get it. Let me pull it up. Let me show you. Total control. This is what total control looks like. I want y'all to see, this is what total control looks like when her belief system, her beliefs, her morals, and her values, when she is in control, everything she says, gentlemen, is fact. And I'm not lying to you. I'm not going to sit here and say that they lose control right off the bat. No, absolutely not. And we're going to talk about that. But what I want you guys, if you have a question, just put a Q. I got you on your questions and all that other stuff, okay? Just put a Q in there. But what's important here, okay, I got you a few questions. Let me see something. Hold on. But what's important here, that's the first thing that we have to come to grips with. Everything that you read for you guys, when you guys read her profile, that is her truth right then. But it's not going to be her truth later on. And we'll talk about that in one second. Let me answer some of these questions real quick and we'll continue what I'm saying. I'm talking to a woman now. She's fine. She says the same thing you just said. I don't believe this and that. She's saying she's a different woman. No, they're not. No. Listen. No. Guys, listen to them. I'm serious. I'm not kidding you. When they say that shit, believe them. Because it is her truth right there. Because what you guys have to understand here is when you meet a woman, she has rooted herself in her morals and her values, okay? All right? She is rooted in these things, okay? So now you have to understand, this is very important to understand control now. When you don't have control of yourself, you will always be under the thumb of her who is in control of herself. Because when you first meet her, she's already got her morals, and she's standing by that. That circle or whatever the hell that she's standing on, I don't know, her Tampax, whatever you want to call it. She's standing on that thing, right? She believes it with all she's got. Her morals, you know what? I don't believe in having sex until I'm married. You know, because I go to church, I don't believe in doing this. And you know what? I'm a good girl with good values. And you know what? I am not that kind of girl. And gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, this is very important to understand, because nobody breaks this down to you. Nobody breaks it down like we're going to be breaking it down today. Because, yes, what they are saying is truth. Because at the moment they're saying these things, gentlemen, you got to understand this. She's in total control of her life. That means when you first meet her, whatever comes out of her mouth is her truth. But just because it is her truth doesn't mean she can't change the truth or change the behavior. So that's why I always tell you, you cannot ever try to make it about fucking when you're not in control of you. You can never make it about sex when you're inexperienced, when you're thirsty, when you're needy, and you don't know how to communicate you. You can't do that, because a woman that's in control of herself can see a person who's not in control of himself. Now, we'll get to that in one second. Let me read this question real quick, and we'll continue. If you got questions, go ahead and put it in there. So Ms. M saying, she said that she was not that kind of woman, and she said, and she was disappointed that I asked her and stopped talking to me. Now she's kind of cold. What are you talking about? She said that she's not that kind of woman. She said that she was disappointed that I asked her. What did you ask her? Oh, okay, listen. All right. And I'm not trying to be hard on you guys. I love y'all guys. Y'all my dogs. Okay? No, M, I don't kiss M. All right, I'm gonna show you something, M, because I care. I'm gonna show you something, M, and I'm gonna show you not only why you're not in control of you, why you have problems that you have right now, and I'm gonna show you, okay? Okay. First off, sir, you've got to learn how to articulate what it is you're asking. I can't understand what you're saying right here. What the fuck is this? You're not even telling us what you said, and I cannot read your mind. So you can call in and we can discuss it, or you can retype it. But I'm going to tell you where your problem is. I keep telling you guys, this is your problem. Hold on. Let me find this shit. Let me show you this. Peep game, M-Dog. I appreciate the question that you're asking. All right. What does this have to do with the fact that you're not in control? What does this have to do with anything? And this is why you guys have got to stop that pill stuff, because you don't even know what the fuck you're talking. What does this have to do with anything? Why are you giving us information that has nothing to do with the fact that you don't know what the fuck you're doing? You see, when you're in the feminine and emotional, my brother, and this is no knock on you, I'm trying to help you, is that what you guys do is you try to justify why you're fucking up by trying to tear somebody else down. This has nothing to do with anything. So what? Hey, you okay, look, hey. The moon is in the sky. That's what you're just saying. So? Your lights are on in your house. So? Your electricity's working. What What does that have to do with anything, my friend? Because you don't even, you're not even telling us what you said. Melvin, that's you on. Oh, this is you calling, and you can explain yourself. 312, I hope this is you. M, is this you calling, sir, or is this another guy with another question? All right, 3, 2, 1. Okay, call back. All right, so what I'm saying to you, man, is you got to stop doing this as a man because it shows the lack of control. You're showing your hand, young man. This has nothing to do with what you're saying right here. Because you're not even telling us what you said. And what she said she did. What the fuck did you say? And her being a single mother, that has nothing to do with anything. I don't understand why you guys think by bringing up her life or her lifestyle, what does that got to do with the fact that you don't know what you're doing? What does it got to do with the fact that you're not in control of you? And I'm showing you you're not. Listen, I love the question. I love the question. But I am trying to show all you young men out here to stop judging women. Who gives a fuck? Her situation is her situation. But here's the problem I'm having with you. What has her situation got to do with the fact that you don't even know what to do for yourself, man? Because you're not even, you're not telling us what you said for her to say what she said. You're not telling us, man. God damn it. 617, what's your question?
Hey, Steve, it's me. I'm calling in. I was the one who answered that question. How you doing?
How you doing, sir? Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Thank you. So let's get into it.
Yeah,
okay. All right. So wait. First off, listen, brother. I want to say thank you for calling in. Great question. Okay. But what I am trying to teach you as a man, okay, is that her situation has nothing to do with you. Does that make any sense?
Correct.
So then why bring it up? I don't, why place the judgment? Why talk about it?
Well, basically, I wanted her to get a little bit more essential with me the second time around, and I figured
Wait. How long have you known? Okay, you want to get more essential with you? Did you take her on a date? All right, where'd you take her?
I just took her to have a couple drinks.
Okay, Okay, and when y'all had a couple of drinks, what was the conversation like? What did y'all talk about?
It was very free flowing about who she was and what she was like and so forth. And
okay,
she,
but
one
okay
thing I
then
like what she did. Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on a second. One thing at a time. Where do you think you failed?
I failed basically in continuing to talking to her because she did tell me that.
No. That's not the fail. Why are you interviewing her?
There's
no knock on you. You know, I'm just listen. I just want you to open your eyes, and I got you covered. But I need see in order for you to see it, you've got to see it for yourself. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to break down everything the right way, so you can start seeing what's going on and see where the problem is. The problem isn't the end result. The problem is you're doing with what everybody else is doing that she deals with, and that's walk on eggshells by asking her a bunch of fucking questions you don't give a fuck about. All right, let me give you an example. Okay. All right, what did she say to you? Give me an example. Okay, when she sat down, what did she say to you? Did you ask her the first question, or did she ask you the first question?
I asked her the first question.
And what did you ask her?
I just told her to tell me about herself.
Do you really get – okay. All right. No, it's no knock on you. No knock. I'm not gonna knock you, brother. I got you covered. I got you. I appreciate you. Okay. I got you, man. Don't. I'm not being hard on you. I got you covered. I'm just trying to get you to see something. So, okay. Never do that. Okay. Now you said, tell me about yourself. Tell me about her. What did she say when you said, tell me about yourself?
Well, basically, what I got from her is
not what you got from her. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm trying to show you how to move as a man. Okay, peep game.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm asking you the question, just answer the question. Because that's how we're gonna solve this. That don't beat around the bush. When you ask her to tell me about yourself, what did she say?
It was a lot of questions. I really couldn't.
Sir. You asked her a question, and she gave you a mm-hmm. – she asked you, what was the answer to tell me about yourself? That's all I'm asking. You asked her to tell me about yourself. So what did she say about herself?
Okay, she did say she has a lot of problems dating because a lot of guys are intimidated by her.
Okay, all right, a lot of guys are intimidated. So when she said a lot of guys are intimidated by her, what did you say?
All right, so I'm not intimidated, but I said I told her I wasn't intimidated by her. And it takes a lot to intimidate me.
All right, you know what? I'm going to give you a C-minus on that. I'll give you a C-minus. But let me ask you a question.
Here's the curveball, Steve.
Well, hold on, wait. I got you, bro. Wait, one thing at a time. I'll let you – wait, one thing at a time. I got you. Speed game. From what you said about you're not intimidated, If you had a paintbrush and a canvas and you were painting, do you think you were painting a Mona Lisa or a stick figure by that reply? it's on one or the other.
Would,
come on.
I would want to
just,
paint a Mona
say
Lisa.
Stick,
but...
Say stick. Go, just say stick figure. Just say stick figure.
Stick figure.
Thank you. Okay, good. Because let me give you an example. She tells me, okay, she tells me she guys are intimidated by it, right? Okay?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, you know what? That's nice to know because, you know what? Whether they're intimidated or whether the guys are intimidated at you or not, is really none of my business because, you know, when I first saw you, I said to myself, you know what? She's not an intimidated woman. She's a very attractive and sexy woman. And this is why I'm going over there, because this is the kind of woman I want to get to know in a more intimate way. And that's why I walked over there to talk to you a little bit, to get, you know, to introduce myself to you and to see what you're all about. Because at the end of the day, what I really want to know is not the intimidating things that you have to offer. I want to know what's behind that smile. I want to know what makes you tick. But the one thing that I just don't like doing, you know, I'll never ask you any questions. I just want to talk to you. What I want to do is I want us to clear the chalkboard and let's talk, okay? My name is Steve and your name is, how are you? You know what? Let me tell you why I came over to talk to you and everything, because you know what? Now, let me ask you a question. Were you at the bar? Where are you having drinks? So was it a bartender or a waiter that came by?
That was the waiter. But Steve, there's a curveball, Steve, before you continue.
Okay, Steve. Listen.
The
I'm
curveball
listening.
Is this. When I started, she says she doesn't take compliments very well. So
I don't give a fuck. Stop. Start, okay, wait. Stop.
But I think
I don't
has,
give a fuck.
Okay.
Listen, okay. All right, listen. All right, we're talking about control, and this is very important. This is a great lesson right here. You want to know why I keep telling you I don't give a fuck what they say? You want to know mm-hmm. why I say that, brother? Because you're not going to control the narrative, man.
She says, well, that's all the guys know.
I don't give a fuck how she looks. You got to listen and pay attention, big dog. Listen. What you fail to see because you don't see it is that she was controlling, okay, I'm going to tell you why she doesn't want to mess around with you, which we'll get to you that in a little while. Why does she want to mess with somebody that she's in control with? And what I mean is she, okay, her moral, if you have a moral compass, okay, it's out of 10. That means she ain't doing anything. What are you saying and what are you doing to knock those that number down so low that she's like, you know what, fuck it. I know I shouldn't, but I am. But see, you ain't thinking that way. Because what you're doing is you're playing defense. And you're letting her tell you, I mean, she's already building the foundation of your relationship already. And the worst part about it is you're sitting here letting her tell you all this bullshit. That's a fucking lie. Listen, it's the truth for the average guy. But for a man, that's bullshit. That is bullshit. But here's your problem. You believe the bullshit because you wasn't the one in control. Isn't it funny that she was telling you expectations? She was telling you what I like, what I don't like, what I am, and all this other stuff. Was she not talking that way?
Yeah.
Right.
She was.
And if she was, right. But here's the million dollar question. Why didn't you knock that bullshit down when she was saying that? But don't answer that question. Let's get to the point where you try to, all right, walk me through what happened for her to say, I'm disappointed in you. What happened? Walk me through it. So you called her and she called you, and what happened?
No, we spoke later on that week. She said she had an amazing time, and she started calling me a couple times. And then I said, you know, I wanted this is the way you get to chew my ass off. I said,
wait, I'm not going to chew your ass off. How old are you? Before you said, how old are you?
Oh, Jesus, Steve, I'm actually a couple of years older than you. That's a sad
okay.
thing.
Okay, no, it's nothing to be ashamed about. Okay, so
I had a bad long relationship, so I'm coming out of it.
Okay, no, wait, we don't make excuses. No, we're not talking, no excuses. But no, okay, so she calls you and says she had a great time. What did you say?
I asked her, did she have a great time? She said, I did tell you when I left, we had an amazing time. And then I said,
why would you ask if she had a great time?
Honestly, because if she doesn't, I wasn't going to reciprocate.
Brother. Listen to me. You want to know why I never ask a woman, did she have a good time? You want to know why I never ask her that?
Why?
Because I am a good time to me. I'm a great time. So I don't need to ask you what I know you had because I am it. So don't ever ask a woman that shit ever again. But please continue. So you ask her, y'all were talking, and then what?
And then I didn't, because I know if I talk to her in more of a sexual way, I know she's going to probably get offended. I can tell the way she is. So I just said to her, and like, you have to call herself.
Brother. Please, okay, get a piece of paper. Just get a piece of paper. Okay?
I'm writing.
Okay. Put 10, 9, 8, 7, 10, put 10 all the way down to 1, all right? 10 all the way down to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Put 10, put, at the beside 10, put no. Put no.
Okay.
And then at 1, put hell yes. And put 5, thinking about being bad. Now, let me explain what you did. And this is why you guys don't understand the rule of control. When you're not in control of yourself, she doesn't lose control, my brother. What I want you to do now is start put, you ready? You got your pen? Take your pen and put it right above that 10. You ready? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Put 20, 30, 40, 50.
Okay.
Now, you've got to understand this is simple. It's not complicated. No one breaks this down. When you're not in control and she is in control, That means the shields are going up, my friend. They're not going down. Because she's making a determination through the way the two of you are interacting that you don't have enough experience. That's why she's talking about all this you can't handle me bullshit, because you're not handling her right. So peep game. So if you know her number is probably at 30 right now and you're asking her for sex, something sexual, do you see why you got the reaction you got, my brother, now? Do you see it?
So me telling her to get to know her in an intimate way was overly boarded, overly...
No. No. That's not. You should have said that in the beginning, man. You can't throw that at her now because you've already laid your foundation at 30. Why would you say that later on when I teach you guys to say this when you first fucking meet her? Why
because
would
in the
you
beginning,
say?
She told me that's all you guys want is sex.
Okay. And that, okay, but see, okay, you're new. You're new, right? You're new to me, right? So you don't understand. You're new, right? How long have you been listening before?
About a week.
Okay. So it's okay. Welcome. Okay. I'm not going to be tough on you. I'm going to help you. Okay. That's what I want her to say, brother. She did exactly what I teach you guys, what I want her to say. Every guy wants to have sex with her. Now, I want you to listen to me, young man, peep gang, because you're new. I got you. In order to break a woman down from that 10 to the 9 to the 8, you see what I'm saying? You got to do one of two things, okay? You ready? You either have to elevate her or educate her, okay? And I don't mean elevate as in kiss her ass, okay? Letting her see things in herself that she's never seen before when she's with you. That's what I mean, elevation, okay? Education is what you should have done when she brought up the sex thing. Because, see, when I say I want to get to know you in a more intimate way, it gives me a chance to smash her. Okay, does that make any sense? I'll break it down to you real quick. What is the number one bitch that women have? What's the number one complaint they have about all guys out there? What do you think that is?
That we just want to scrum.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. But the main problem is that why can't they see me for who I am on the inside bullshit. You see what I'm saying?
No, that's true. That is true.
Okay, wait. Right. But this is where the education should have came in at if you were paying attention. You just said one thing, but you didn't keep going with that one thing. See, I want you to be honest with her. Yes, I am sexually attracted to you. That's the truth. I'm not saying don't lie to her. But see, I want you to understand what happens over here. All I'm doing is showing you how to position yourself to knock her off her goddamn square or her circle or her tampon or whatever the fuck she's standing on, okay? So you said it right. You want to get to know her in an intimate way, right, which was great. She replied exactly what I want them to reply. Oh, my God. All y'all do want to have sex, okay? This is where I can knock her off. This is where I can educate her, okay? Yes, I am sexually attracted to you, but let me tell you something. Sex is not enough for a man like me. The reason I'm here is to find out, does your character match your looks? Because I meet beautiful women all the time that don't have any substance. But when it comes to intimacy, and the reason why I said intimacy is, number one, I don't want to be your friend. But number two, intimacy, education, can be a wide range of things. Intimacy can be a look, a smile, a blush, a touch, a kiss, a hug. So when I'm telling you I want to get to know you in an intimate way, that's the truth. But behind that intimacy is I'm really trying to see, does your character match how you look? Do you see what I'm saying right there, my brother?
Yeah, I toured the hotel room. That's what it was.
I'm sorry?
I threw in when she asked me, what do you mean intimate way? And I said, you know, me and you alone in a hotel, something happens. And
no,
happens,
that's fucking, that's not see, you got to listen to the show, sir, and don't say things that you don't know. Y'all kill yourselves when you do that. Don't say things you don't understand. That's why you either get the coaching or call in like you're doing right now, but don't say that because that's not what it's about. It's about elevating, educating her, and showing her that she's got to be more than just ass and titties for me. I'm forcing her to do the one thing that most average guys don't force women to do, and that is to prove themselves to me. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm doing that, who's in who's calling the shots right now?
You are.
Right. So who's in control right now?
You are.
Right. Right. Exactly. Because now I got the high position because I've already laid the groundwork to the expectation. See, she's not prepared for that. So now she's trying to figure out, well, how do I move now? She can't move with a man. So the loss of control begins to trigger because she's never been in a position where she's not in control. Do you see what I'm saying? She's never been in a position where somebody can return the statement. Because, see, a lot of women are going to say what they're saying to you, right? And a lot of you guys either get intimidated or you don't know how to reply back to it. So then she has the upper hand. But as you can see, I'm in total motherfucking control from Jump Street. But here's the reinforcer of that. When we first start talking, I'm telling her the story of how I met her. Who's in control?
You are.
Right. And no matter what she says, I'm setting up the date. Who's in control?
You again.
When we're sitting down and the waiter comes by and asks us what we want to drink, or the bartender comes in and asks what we want to drink, before I even say what we're going to be drinking, because I don't have to tell him what I'm drinking because I always go to the same place anyway, I'm telling him the story of how I met her, why we're here, and when I'm going to get asked for the receipt, wait a little while because I'm going in for the kiss. Who's in control? See that? See what I'm saying? From the moment we meet up to that point, I can keep going, but I'm saying that, do you see how important control is? I'm controlling the narrative. You see what I'm saying?
But I thought I had everything in control with the first date.
No. Wait. When she said about sex, what did you say?
When she said that in the beginning,
intimacy is going to the hotel room, right? Right?
No, that's when I called her after the date, a couple days later.
All right, so when she said about, when she brought up sex, what did you say to her?
Can't remember exactly what
okay,
I said.
Okay, so who's in control? Then who's in control right now? Who's got the control?
She is.
Right, do you see the problem? Because you don't know how to reply back to her, brother.
No, you're right. I was like,
right,
honestly,
listen. Do you hear what you're saying to show, to reinforce why you're losing?
Yeah.
How do you know she's sophisticated? What gave you the impression that she's sophisticated other by how she dressed up? What shows you she's
not
sophisticated?
Her intellectual level with her intelligence and the way she looks.
What did she say? Wait, what did she say that was sophisticated and showed that she's, oh, my God, she's on a high level? What did she say? I'm serious. What did she say?
It's just basically just her educational background, just the way
I
she
don't
talks.
Give
and,
oh, my God, man, dude. Brother, this is what I'm saying to you guys. Nobody talks to y'all about this, and this is why y'all are losing, because you're not in control, man. You're letting that woman intimidate you by her college background?
No, her college background, her tremendous body, You name it.
All right, brother. You know, when I was making $4.35 because I got to raise a kid's kingdom, when I had to take two buses to work and I was broke as fuck, I was okay because I saved my middle check anyway. But you want to know why I was smashing women who were lawyers and doctors who had a lot of cake and stuff like that? You know why I was fucking them? Because I was always in control. I never asked what the fuck she was. I never gave a fuck what she was. My question that I'm asking myself is, what the fuck is she going to do for me? Because I know what I'm going to do for her. I know from the moment we get done talking, I'm going to fuck her head up. Not in a bad way, in a sexual. What I'm going to do is and I'm showing all the guys who are watching live. Remember I told you. All I'm doing is going straight right down the middle, straight at her. And that's what's going to start to break her down because once she invites me in, that's when I'm in total control because I'm operating from within. And it's not within her pussy, brother. I'm talking about between her ears where I get everything. I'm operating from within because that's why I want the invite. The control comes in when she thinks she's in control but slowly losing control. She invites me in. She makes the decision to invite me in. I don't manipulate her. I don't lie to her, and I don't deceive her. She makes the choice to let me in. And once I'm in, it's already a wrap because she's going to be the one to knock that 10 to that knock down that 7, that 6, that 5. I'm not pushing the sex. She's going to push the sex because she's going to be thinking about me when I'm not around. That's when you know they're losing control, when they begin to miss you, when they can't wait to talk to you. They're losing control, and this is what I'm saying, young man. This is how deep the game is. You said, okay, you told her that you want to go to a hotel room, right? Right? Am I correct?
Right.
Right,
because
but do you
can't
see
go to my
where...
house my son's in my house and her son's
no,
in my
but
house,
do you?
So...
But I'm saying, do you see where you went wrong?
Yep, I do.
You don't. What I'm saying to you, young man, is sir, you're older than me. What I'm saying to you, big dog.
We're brothers. Don't worry about that.
All right. What I'm saying to you is this. This is why game is so important. Because nobody is teaching you what you're hearing today. Nobody has ever really broken down control to understand or overstand that control has to start from the jump, meaning that you have to be in control of yourself before you run into that woman, being in control of what you're going to say in your bid, standing on it, explaining your why, defending the position if you need to defend the position, but you're letting her know what the fuck is versus throwing things against the wall. And you're not doing that. Yeah. So then you have a remember, that when she's in control, the shields go up. Just always remember that because no one's going to teach you this. When she is in control and she's running shit, the shields go up. But sometimes, guess what she'll do? Sometimes, even if her shield's at 40, you know what she does? She gets a little shaver and she'll shave off some of that shield and give you little crumbs by giving you a hug. By telling you how cute you are while you're fucking fixing her goddamn dishwasher. While she thinks you tell you how sweet you are while you are shoulder to cry on while she's complaining about another guy. You don't want to be that guy, do you?
No.
Right. So if you don't want to be, David, I got you too on your questions. Give me a second, guys. I got you. But I'm saying if you don't want to be that guy, you've got to understand the rules of control. You must always be in control at all times. That's the only way she's going to lose control. You've got to be in control of you, how you talk, where you're trying to get her to go to. And you don't you can't force it. That's what I keep telling you guys. You cannot force control when you don't have control. You cannot tell a woman what you want or want her to do when you're not even in control of yourself to even stand on or ask for really what you want without giving a fuck about the result. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. I guess the thirstiness is what kills it all. Yeah.
Well, no, well, it shows you. But see, the disappointment in her is that because you didn't stand on what you did in the beginning, she began to build the bricks up versus knock them down. See,
she did say that. She did say that recently.
Well, isn't that amazing? Wow, but see. See, most guys think I'm fucking crazy when they hear me always say that I'm not going after the pussy. I'm not doing that. The number one thing that I am going for is the invite. Now do you see why I want the invite? Why do you see the invite is the most important thing that you should be going for versus trying to have sex with her? Because you cannot change the belief system in somebody who is stacking the shields or the bricks to reinforce what she believes in when you first met her. That's why she's not. That's why she didn't want to fuck with you, my brother. Because she fortified and stood on, I'm a good girl and I'm special and all this bullshit, right? You see what I'm saying?
You know, it's funny, Steve. I did tell her she's hot shit. You know what she says to me? She says I'm not. She doesn't like compliments at all. So it's like I don't even know what to tell her.
Stop. Wait. She ain't hot shit. Why are you lying to that woman? What has she done for you to call her and tell her she's hot shit? What has she done?
No, you're actually correct.
Right. Why are you telling her those lies? You got to understand how much game these women have. And all she's doing is just giving you enough rope so you can do what to yourself? What do you think she's giving you the rope for?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
What do you think she's giving you rope for? All she's doing is giving you rope to do what?
To come in slowly.
No, to hang yourself.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like it too, yeah.
Because of your lack of experience, you don't, dude, how do you change the belief that she has in her mind when you are not in control? The reason these women lose control, I keep telling you, right here is this simple blueprint right here that I'm showing everybody that's watching right now. Because I'm not, as a man, I'm not coming from the left. I'm not coming from the right. And I'm not trying to backdoor. I'm going to do the one thing you motherfuckers who don't have control don't do that motherfuckers that's in control do. I'm going right at her because I want the fucking invite. I want the invite above all things, man. And I know that sounds crazy. I want the invite. That's in game for me. I want the invite. Does that make sense?
How do I get in contact with you?
I'm sorry?
How do I get in contact with you?
All right, just go. Hey, the man, write it down. TheManMindset@gmail.com, okay?
Okay, definitely going to give you a call.
All right, hey, send me a message and we'll set up some coaching, okay? But I got to go, okay? But I got to grab this other call, okay?
You. Thank you for everything. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
No, I'm not done. I'm not done. Yeah, get your ass back in the chat so I can break down this shit because I'm not done breaking it down because you.
Oh, no, I'm going to be honest.
No, I got you. It's all good. What I'm saying, when I get done talking to you guys tonight, you guys are finally going to understand why you are fucking up with every woman you're dealing with and why you're not getting the pussy like you want. but you're getting thrown off, rejected, being a friend, or falling in the friend zone. After we get done with this show tonight, talking about the one thing that nobody on YouTube, there's not one YouTuber breaking this down the way I'm about to break it down. Nobody is.
Yeah, it's me. Yes.
Nobody's going to break this down. So we're going to break it down. All you guys listening, we're going to get that. Let me grab, all right, 617, let me grab this call real quick. I'm going to put you back in. Let me grab 803, then after that, I'm going to continue this, guys. And I got to answer your questions as well. 803, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
What's going on, Steve?
Yes, sir. How can we, what's going on?
Hey, I'm kind of going through a midlife crisis, man. Like, I've been married over, like, 13 years or whatever, and I thought about what you were saying today about being in that trophy room and thinking about, like, your past victories, man. And I know at the end of your show, you always say, like, you know, one thing everybody got in common is, you know, you know, at the end of the day, everybody thought they had another day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So it's kind of like, you know, I kind of want to cross that street, but at the same time, man, it's kind of like, you know, like, damn, man, you know. And then what makes it so bad, like, it be situations where a motherfucker be, like, biting me in the neck and I don't bite, and I'm kind of like, fuck, man.
Okay, well, what's your question, though? How can I, well, how can I help you? I don't know what you're saying because I don't live that kind of life, but I understand what you're saying, but I don't understand because I don't live that life because I live for myself. So,
yeah, so, that's the thing. Like, I want to be more selfish, but I'm mad too, and I'm kind of like, man.
You kind of like what? Kind of like what? There's nothing wrong with it. It's the most, when you're in control, it's the best feeling in the world. I can't tell you how great it is. And this is part of the lose control that I'm going to tell everybody else. But, but what's your question, though?
Yeah, like, my situation always been I can get the pussy, but I can get that. That ain't the problem, but that stuff you be doing, man, you be having no joke of feeling like crap, bro. And
well, I don't have a feeling like crap. It's just
feeling like crap.
Well, no, what I'm saying is it's because I look at my drug lab and my culinary school and my studio in which I've mixed up my motherfucking yak and my mouthpiece. I create what it is I say because I know what the end result is going to be. She's going to lose control. She's going to lose control.
Yeah, but, you know, me being mad and shit, man, if I use some of that shit, you be spit, man. I feel like motherfucker might fall in love and shit.
They will fall in love. They'll fall in lust with you. Even if you have a roster and you're single, they're going to fall in love with you. They're going to fall in love with you. That just happened. That's part of it. But again, this comes to the control. You've got to set the standard. I'm drama free. You bring any drama into my life, you're gone. If you yell at me, you're gone. If you disrespect me, you're gone. If you try to make me jealous, you're gone. If you hang up in my face, you're gone. I mean, there's a lot of you gones in there, right? You got to do a lot of work to stay. You got to do a lot of work to stay, but it's what it is.
Damn,
but what I want you to do, go ahead and mute yourself, okay? And if you have a question, just unmute yourself because I'm going to talk about the control. Is this what you need to understand? This is the basis of everything. This is the basis of everything. Because without control, you're never going to make her lose control. I want you guys to listen. Now, this should be a light bulb moment to a lot of you guys who don't have control. You ever wonder why people that listen, do you guys ever wonder why you lose control when you see a woman and why she's always staying like she's in control? Because you've given up your control. You've given up your power. You're so, oh, my gosh, she's so beautiful. What do I have to say and what do I have to do? And I don't want to mess this up. You're not in control of you. You must be in control of everything you do and everything, every move you make. Gentlemen, I'm telling you this. But wait a second. Hold on, 803. Mute yourself. Let me answer some of these questions real quick. We're going to get back into control, guys. I got you, guys. Call in. I got you. Bear with me. I promise we'll get into the control. But I promise, guys, y'all ask these wonderful questions, and I don't want to make y'all feel like I'm ignoring you. So give me a second. Let me answer a quick question. Steve, this is off topic, but I heard that you're never supposed to argue with a woman in a relationship. What is the proper response in the situation instead of arguing? What the fuck do you mean? Wait. Gentlemen, let me explain what I'm talking about here. And it's not, again, I don't complicate this. Listen, ask yourself the million-dollar question. Can your woman go to her job and yell, scream, and disrespect the president, CEO, or CFO of the company she works for? No. Why? Because if she does, she's fucking fired. And 98, problem is you're not in control, brother. Because when you're in control, like those CEOs, CFOs, and all the other stuff, where is the CFO of your life, the president of your life, the manager, the director of your life, where you will not tolerate disrespect? Do it and watch what happens. I don't need you, because guess what? I'm serious. I say it to a lot. Look, I can find you right down the motherfucking street. You ain't special. You'll never find a motherfucker like me. So you go ahead and think and raise your voice like that again and watch what the fuck happens. Raise your voice at me like that again. Guys, I'm going to tell you a quick story. Guys, this shit happened for about, like I say, a month and a half. Some of y'all missed it. I used to talk about this on the Pussy Whip show. Every time someone, because again, they will bite the gold and test to see what kind of man you are. But it's very important that you stand on your square. I had a woman that disrespected me, okay? She tried to see if I was a sucker. And I told her, say, you do this shit again, I'm gone. Do you understand? And you know what she didn't? She didn't even answer the question. I asked her again, do you understand? Hey, you can't talk to me like you're my dad. All right, I'll holler at you later. Click. Didn't talk to her for a few days. She calls me up. Hey, baby, how you doing? I just called to tell you I miss you. Do you understand? Wait, are we doing this? Do you understand? Listen, I don't want to. All right, I'm going to holler at you later. Click. We're not moving. Listen, guys, you got to understand what I'm talking about when they made me control. We are not moving forward until you tell me you understand, because I'm not done with my statement. You got to acknowledge the statement so then I can tell you what the fuck is going to happen if you do it again. But we can't get there. And this happened for at least a month and a half until she finally came to fuck in and said, why are you doing that? And he started crying. Okay, I understand. Is that what you want? Fuck, I'll just say the shit. Fuck it, I understand. If you just... Now that you understand, let me tell you this. If you do that shit again, you're going to be out of my motherfucking life. Now, how you doing? And what I'm saying to you guys is that I'm not trying to be your dad or anything like that, even though they call you daddy. In 1950, says dad. But what I'm saying is that when the behavior happens, the one that's in control, you should be able to talk to her like this. I'm serious. I need you to truly understand what I'm saying. And the only way I'm going to get to that point is if you tell me you understand. And if you can't tell me you don't understand, I'm going to give you two shots. Do you understand? Do you understand? All right, I'll holler at you later. I'm hanging up. You call me back. Okay, hey, do you understand? Why are you saying that? I said, do you understand? Why do you keep asking? All right, I'm going to holler at you later. I have nothing to say. I swear to y'all, God, this is part of control. I have nothing to say until you acknowledge that you fucked up and you understand that you can't do this again. Because then, gentlemen, when I cut her off, she can never say you didn't tell me. She can never say I didn't know. And that's why I am the way I am, and that's why I'm trying to tell you. I'm always in control of me. But I'm going to talk about how you get her. We're going to talk about how we get her to lose control. Let me grab this other question real quick. I'm trying to catch up to the questions and stuff. Let me see. Where is he at? I think it's Dave. Dave, here you go. David. David says, as a photographer, I decide not to date models I shoot with. But there's this girl I like to shoot with, but I don't want to mess up their reputation as a photographer having intimacy with models. Then don't do it. It's guys. This is the control that I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. If you have to question yourself on something you do or don't want to do, look at your control that you don't have, man. Listen, if you fuck this model, you may get a reputation. The question is, do you want to deal with the reputation? If you don't want to deal with the reputation, then don't fuck the model. But if you're a motherfucking man about your shit and you give no fucks about a reputation because you're not getting a – see, if you just follow what I'm showing you, you're not going to get the reputation because she's going to throw the pussy at you first. You're not pushing and begging and bartering and trying to manipulate her into sex. I want her to lose enough control where she begins to realize – that you know what, even though I say I'm a good girl, I have morals, I have values, I have ethics, and I don't believe in this, and I don't believe in that, and I go to church every Sunday and all this other shit, and I pray every day, and I do all this other stuff that she does. Every woman has a loophole, gentlemen. Don't get that shit twisted. And when they're not in control and they begin to lose control, when they want to fuck you, they will always find a way, gentlemen. When they want to see you, they will find a way. When they want to hug you or kiss you or they want to get at you, they will find a way. Don't think these women are that damn stupid. They're not stupid. It's just the fact is that when you don't have control, and you're dealing with someone that's in control. And let me explain the in control one more time for you guys so y'all can understand what I'm saying. The reason when you first meet her, she's in control is at the point of interaction with that woman, she has her guard and her shields up layered in her belief system. She's in total, everything that she's saying, and gentlemen, I tell you, everything that they type on their profiles, they actually believe that shit until they lose control. Then they find the loophole to break the fucking shit that they're saying, gentlemen. That, see, nobody out there tells you about control because, they're self-sabotaging you because you're not in control of yourself. You got to be in control of how you put your bid in. I keep telling you that. You got to be in control of how you conquer your time, your laws, your rules, your codes. All these things you must be in total control with. Your mouthpiece, who you are, how you operate, how you move, how you think, how you behave. There cannot be any fear. You are not supposed to worship women. You should be worshiping yourself. I told you earlier today, she's not beautiful, you're beautiful. She's not sexy, you're sexy. You are, not her. She's got to prove sexy. She's got to prove beautiful. See, the man that's in control ain't tripping over shit. I'm not going to rush this. Because I can see the reason it's so unfair is that, gentlemen, like I told you before, the door is damn near open and all you got to do to walk through it is be 1,000. Have confidence, have control. But when you don't have control, beat around the bush. Come from the left, come from the right. Walk on eggshells. That's why you don't have control, because they're always protecting the sides and the back. They're never controlling what's in front of them, because most of you guys don't believe in yourself to walk right through the damn door versus trying to climb through the window or or trying to find your way through the back door. See, that's a man that's not in control. Because what you're saying is that you have so much control over me, I've got to try to sneak my way in. And that's not what men do, gentlemen. Let me get to some of the other questions real quick. Guys, while we continue, and let me make sure I want to catch up with the questions so we can continue talking about control. Let me see here. Let me make sure I think I'm caught up. Hey, Russ. Thank you, Russ. I appreciate it, man. No, I got you. I'm going to keep it going because this is very important for all you young men to understand in the game, man. A lot. No. Well, yes. They're not necessarily they're not running circles around the guys. They're realizing the guys are open. The guys are not in control. So the circles that they're running around is because you're dealing with somebody that believes that she has morals. She believes that she has value. She believes that she's a good girl. She believes, I don't believe in having sex after. We got to do like 4 or 5 dates. I believe a man should take a woman out to eat. I believe a man should be all his shit. I believe a man should take off his coat and his jacket. I believe a man should fucking put on his cape and say, man, they can believe whatever the fuck they want to believe. But you don't have to believe that bullshit. Gentlemen, I keep telling you, the number one thing that trumps the behavior is the emotions. Emotions will always kill the belief. But the emotions are tied into her not being able to control her thoughts. Gentlemen, connect the dot here. Why do you think I always tell you it's not about when I'm with her? That's not what I'm trying. It's not about when I'm with her. Why do you think I keep telling you it's about what she feels when I'm not around? Because that's how one begins to lose control when she's thinking about you, wondering what you're doing. But gentlemen, how do I reinforce that? How do I reinforce or position myself to get to that, for her to think about me? I want y'all to think about this. Get y'all notebooks out. I want y'all to think about this for a second, okay? Because they all do this, I got other ones. I'll show you the other ones, but I just love this the best. I love this the most because this is the end. This is what you want. This is what you want. This is somebody that is losing fucking control when she can't stop thinking about you. And she's asking, what the fuck did you do to me? Let me give you a few other ones to show you some of these other ones. Like these three. Let me show you this one. Like this one right here. Oh, wait. Let me take off the thing real quick. Like this one right here. Okay. The good morning message. This one right here. All right. They'll send you a message and let you know I want you to see. This is what the fuck I'm talking about. Or this one right here. Oh my God, I wish I was with you right now. I can't stop thinking about how amazing you made this pussy feel. Gentlemen, this is what the fuck I am talking about. But gentlemen, in order to get this, please, I'm gonna show you right now. It's not hard. It's not hard if you know exactly how to position yourself. All right, gentlemen. Now, let me check the lines are open, guys. Let me check the message before we continue this real quick. Now, please understand the rules to what I'm saying. I'm just scrolling down, see if I'm catching up on the questions. All right, please, guys, understand the rules, okay? All right? What is your method in dealing with shy girls? My brother, Tony G, great question. And let me tell you. My method never fucking changed. Brother, I don't care if she's shy. I don't care if she's outgoing. I don't care if she's in between. I don't care if she comes from a nun or she's a nun. I don't care if she says she's a good girl. I don't care if she's got says she's got morals and all that other shit. I'm not changing me for a woman. But I can bring out the shy in you by doing the one thing that you average guys don't do. In order for you to bring out that shy woman or to get to be in the process of her breaking her own walls down for you, is she's got to trust that you are not a judgmental motherfucker. I keep telling y'all this. The man that is judgmental or places a judgment on a woman is the same man that's going to take all of her videos, all of her photos, all of her stuff, and going to send it to his boys and put all her business out there. You must be able to be trusted first, gentlemen. Even with the shy ones, the reasons why they are shy is because they need to trust that you can keep her business off the motherfucking street. She's got to trust you that, you know what, that you're not the kind of guy that hasn't been there before. And I keep telling you this. The man that has been there before is laid the fuck back. I'm not trying to get her to my place right off the bat because I know why it's not going to work. The reason it doesn't work is because I know that she's got her belief system. Gentlemen, listen to me. Every woman you meet, whether it's online or offline, will always believe the belief that she has in herself for right now. But you, guys, I'm going to say it again because this is very important to understand. And this is why you guys are always fucking up and this is why you're always losing. That's part one. There's a few things we'll talk about, but I'm going to talk about this. Every woman that you meet and every woman that I meet are the exact same way. But the only reason why guys like me get to smash faster and you guys get to be their friends is several reasons. And we're going to break these things down. And I want y'all to understand. I got you guys covered. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you. Number one, you're not in control of your environment. You're not in control of you. You're not in control of what you say. And what you say is you're just throwing shit up on the wall. You don't have your bid. You don't have your scribe. You don't have your jurisdiction. You don't have your government. You don't have your marketing team. You do not have these things locked down from the get-go before you walk out of the house. I got them. I got these things down. But even though I got those things down and you don't have those things down, we are still in the same boat right now. See that, guys? I'm not, see how y'all think I'm going to say that we're not in the same boat. Just because I got me down and you don't have you down, we're still in the same boat. Now, when we interact with that woman, this is where we start to break off though. Because you, when you see her, you're like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. Oh my God, she's so pretty. I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm too short, too fat. I don't have enough money. I'm not this and I'm not that. So are you really in control of you? No, you're not. Because, gentlemen, I can live in a cardboard box. I just don't give a fuck. I keep telling y'all. The greatest skill that you can ever learn is stop giving a fuck. Because I don't give a fuck. I'm going to put my bid in. I see her, you know what? That's someone I want to get to know in a more intimate way. Or I can say that's the one I want to fuck. But you know what? I don't say I want to fuck her because I keep trying to tell you, man. When you cross the street and realize the power that you have and you know what the fuck you can do, and I'm going to break that down. I'm going to show y'all. But I've always told you this. So I'm going to tell you again. I'm not trying to fuck the motherfucking woman. I'm trying to get the invite. That's all I want. I don't want the pussy. I don't want head. I don't want none of that. Because the guys, because just like you guys, I'm not going to get it right off the bat. It doesn't work that way, man. Because she's still stuck in her Moore's butt. I'm going to show you how I chip away at it versus where you don't. See, when you interact with a woman, you're approaching her, meaning you're throwing shit up on the wall. You don't know what the fuck you're saying. You ooh and ah, and you're not looking at her. But what do I'm connecting dots here. 646, I'll bring you 1 second. Remember I said to you guys, I'm trying to get her to smile, blush, think, react. See those things? Smile, blush, think, react, laugh. I'm already invoking emotions. Me getting in her mind starts right there. Because I am going to be clear, concise, transparent. And yes, I'm going to tell her I want to get to know her in an intimate way because I'm ready to smash her ass. When she tries to tell me, oh, I'm not that kind of girl. I didn't know. I can't say that you are. Hold on 1 second. Eric code 646, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, Steve, what's going on?
What's your question, brother? What's up? How can I help you?
So I got two questions. I don't want to take up too much time because I appreciate the content. I was also listening earlier. So first question is,
yes.
Talking to this girl that I am currently smashing, and it's been about 2 months or so.
Okay.
And she's starting to ask questions around, I guess, her position.
Okay, stop right there. Before you even say
it, I don't know.
You're not in control, brother. She must know her position from jump. Remember, I'm preventative maintenance. In order to prevent her ass from asking me those questions, I'm telling her what the fuck we are for each other. Remember the contract, the one that she can't refuse? You can hang out with whoever you want to hang out with. You can go to dinner with whoever you want to go out with a dinner with. I'm not going to run behind you. Don't worry about me being insecure. I'm not going to ask you any questions or anything like that. But when you want some of this dick, you just call me, rub the bottle, and we will get to fucking. And that's what we are. You see right there, my brother?
Yep.
So that way, she can never ask questions because she knows what we are. But go ahead. I'm listening to you, sir. So she's starting to ask questions and what?
So she's asking questions about, you know, where, I guess, what we are. And it's not more so, I guess she wasn't that specific.
Okay, stop. Wait, when she asked that question, what do you say? When she asked that question, what did you say?
So she said.
What did you say? She said, I don't give a fuck what she said. What did you say after she said that? What did you say, brother? What did you say?
I said, what we are is getting to know each other in a more intimate way.
No,
you understanding
no, that's not true.
Yep.
That's not true. You're just fucking her. Am I correct? You're not trying to get to know her in a more intimate way. You're just fucking her.
Yes, at this moment, but the way I initiated the engagement or whatever you want to call it is, you know, I said, obviously, trying to get to know you in a more intimate way, and as we get to know each other, we could continue to see how that develops, but I really have to
see how your character lines up. You remember you got to carry everything over. I keep telling you, you got to bring up the key to everything is character. That's everything. Because remember, that's the main thing that she bitches about all the time. And if you would have told her about character in the beginning, you can say, listen, I'm not – listen, you can hit her with all that shit she hit these guys with. I'm not trying to rush this. I'm still getting to know you. Like I told you when I first met you, I'm trying to see if your character matches your beauty, and I'm still trying to learn your character. That saves your fucking ass. Still keeps you in control.
And that was the end of the text. So I didn't finish. So that was the end of the text. I did bring up character, actions, and behavior. She said, true, I understand what you're saying, but I see both sides because there's no problem. I was just making sure that, you know, I was trying to get feedback firstly, and then I was trying to make sure, you know, I was going about it the right way.
No, you sound like you're fine, but what's the other question you got? What's the other question you got?
So, speaking of this girl, and I've started taking kickboxing, and there's a whole bunch of girls in there, and I'm happy. Before, I never, you know, explored this, but I took it for my own personal reasons. I wanted to get, you know, back into fitness, but long story short, met this girl, you know, she, you know, told her, obviously, want to get to know her more intimate way, supposed to, you know, grab drinks with her on Friday, and then she, I introduced her. I said, you know, let's go grab some drinks, and after we'll come over to my place. And now
wait. What is the judgment?
There's a backstory. There's a backstory. I'm sorry. There's one more thing. We have gone out for coffee once before. So this isn't the first meetup. And she's open to coming over. So what I'm trying to do is position myself.
When you're saying, explain what you're saying to her to come over. Okay, you said you wanted to come over, and that's all you said to her?
No, that's not all I said to her.
Okay, we'll stop right now and tell me everything that you said, and do not say, oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, I forgot to mention this. Tell me everything. So you're talking to her.
Okay.
Tell me what you said about her coming over. Break that down. I'm listening.
Let me just scroll up. So, been talking to her, telling her, you know, obviously, I'm very attracted to you. You know, talking a little yak, saying, you know, can't wait to kiss those lips. Things along that line. I'm sending a voice
note. But you said you asked her to come over, right? Tell me how you, is that all you said?
No. So let me just,
Dude, relax. Okay, brother, just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Relax, okay?
Yeah, I'm scrolling up.
You got to be clear on this shit because I don't like this, oh, yeah, I forgot shit. So just relax.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, relax. It's okay. Now, I'm only talking about you inviting her to your place. Just walk me through what you said to her. That's all I want to know. What did you say to her?
I said, hey, you know, obviously the reason why I approached you in class was I'd like to get to know you in a more intimate way. And she said, how would you like to do that?
But wait a second. You had, but something's not right here. I feel like it's a lie here because you said you had coffee with her. So where is this coming from? Why are you saying the intimate thing after coffee then? Why would you say it?
Yeah, I said it again.
Have you ever heard me tell you to say it twice?
No, you have not.
Then why are you guys saying this shit twice, man? Why? But go ahead. All right, so you want to get to know her in an intimate way. Then what did you say?
I said it involves us, you know, getting to know each other through interaction. And I said, as a matter of fact, what are you doing this Friday? And
All right, stop. Okay, so that was the invite. Yep, that's the invite, right?
Okay. Yep.
I'm going to ask you, like I asked the other guy, if I gave you a paintbrush and you're painting from what you said, are you drawing a stick figure or are you painting a Mona Lisa?
A stick figure right now.
Right. You got to remember, control also comes in how you dictate what you say to these women as well. Baby, look, hey, let me, you know, hey, you know what? I got this great idea. I know you might be busy right now, but when you have some time, you know what? I would love for you to come over. I would, you know, I have the light. I'll make sure I turn the lights down. I play some nice jazz music. When you come over, you and I can sit down and you allow me to look in those beautiful eyes of yours and we just see where everything goes. But you know what? I want you to think about it, but don't take too long and let me know. I'll have your favorite wine. And you know why I'll have your favorite wine? Wait, would y'all go wine or what would y'all do? Coffee, tea? What was y'all drinking?
We did coffee the first time, but now
how many
I plan
times
to
do have you been? What do you mean the first time? How many times have you been out with this woman?
Just once.
But you said wait, brother. You said the first time, as if there was another time.
No. Just once. I mean, I see her in class here and there, but we've only been out just once.
Okay. So how many times have you asked her to come over to your place?
Just once. And what did she say?
What was her reply? What was her reply?
Mom says, yes, I'm definitely open to that.
And what did you say?
I said, sounds good. Friday sounds good. I look forward to seeing you and kissing
those
beautiful lips that I see in class.
Right, good. Okay, and what did she say?
She said, I'd like that.
So what's the problem?
And there is no problem, I guess. There is no problem.
So is she coming over Friday or not?
She is coming over Friday. I guess my thing is, do I need to continue to marinate, or do I just kind of wait and see? Wait until Friday?
Okay. I'll use nature to answer this question for all you guys that just don't understand this shit. Have you ever seen a lion bite the neck of a zebra in the middle of the Serengeti and say, hey, you know what? I'll be back next week to finish you off. And I'm going to leave you right where you're at. And I'll be back next week because I know there's nobody else out there. There's no other predators out there. So I'm going to leave you right here in the middle and open where everything, right by the pond where the crocodiles are, the hyenas, the cougars. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was a dumb question.
Come on, brother. You gotta keep it. Listen. Stimulation has to be marinated because you never want her to feel awkward. You never want to be the moment to be weird. Okay.
Okay.
You gotta talk to her, man. Okay. I'm not saying you gotta talk to her like damn near every hour, but you guys got to talk to her, man. Remember, send me send her an email right now. Send me a photo. Let me see you right now so I can tell you why I look forward to Friday. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this is...
I feel like I'm going to send that right now.
Yeah, send that shit right now, but this is what I'm saying. Why aren't you hitting her from land, sea, and air? Why?
I sent the voice notes, but I haven't been on point. You're right. I have to tighten up.
But you're not. This is the lack of control, man. Your operating system and how you work, you must be in. You're king, okay? You are king, God, and you are the Lord of your world, okay? You are, right? You must have your hand in every cookie jar when it comes to you, and you must be in control of every little part of you, every little part. There is no such thing as I forgot or I got to pick this back. No, man, you got to be in control. The only way you'll get her to lose control is that you got to trump her on that shit. You got to trump it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so do you have any other questions, my brother?
Yeah, I think, but I think you explained it. It was more so about the invite, but I think you explained it, so I could definitely just sit back. And
right. The invite is her feeling safe, her starting to trust me. I can't reach sexual trust until I get her to trust me first. And the only way she's going to trust me is realize that I'm not going to judge her. I'm not here. See, I know that she is capable of doing everything that I see in porn, okay? But I'm not going to judge her. Who the fuck am I to place a judgment on somebody else? And what she does is none of my business. I am not going to judge her. But she needs to know that I'm not going to judge her through the interactions that we're having. See, the one that doesn't judge is the one that's cool enough to be smooth, but also laid back enough to not push things. See, what you guys don't understand is women will flirt with you. When they realize that you're the real deal, they'll start flirting with you. They will start flirting with you. But you got to have enough patience. This is where discipline and patience comes in at. You must have patience. Because remember, you're dealing with a belief system, and you remember, you don't know what that wall is. Is it at a 10, a 9, or 8? You don't know what the wall is. But when she starts flirting with you, you know that motherfucker is at least at a 5 right now. When she starts flirting with you, when she starts telling you, I'm thinking about you, I've been thinking about you all day. Oh, I missed you today. Oh, my God, I'm so glad you called. She's at a 5. You see what I'm saying? There's two totally different ways women act, but it's based off of that shield that they have of judgment. Once she realizes that you cool like it, you ain't tripping, stuff like that, she'll dip her toe in the water by lightly flirting with you to see if you can hold your own liquor. Meaning that if she does a light flirt with you, she's waiting to see if you're going to be that creepy motherfucker, be like, hey, baby, let's go fuck right now. Baby, let's go. Then you know what she's going to say? All this time, you've been doing all this shit just to fuck me. Let's play. You're going to be my best friend. And that's that you can't fall for that shit. Remember, you must not act like you've been there before. You need to be there like you've been there before. And when she flirts with you, you don't take that flirt as, okay, now's my chance to tell her to ask her to come over to my place. No, that's, man, these women are doing everything they can to pull off your fucking mask, if you have one. And they're going to say things and they're going to do things, and they're going to keep pushing the envelope a little bit more. Because eventually the man that has a mask on is eventually going to break. And he's eventually going to start acting to like he really is. Baby, let's go fuck and all this other stuff. And let me see them titties and all that other stuff, or send her a dick pic and all that. She ain't going to fuck with you. Because at this point, what she's saying is that, okay, I feel real comfortable around this guy. Okay, I feel comfortable around him. But I really need to make sure. So let me put out a filler out there. Again, let me dip my toe in there and lightly flirt with you a little bit. Maybe tell you how cute you are, how pretty your eyes are, if you have a dimple or something like that. But you can't take that as her wanting to fuck you. You can't. You got to be in control. You got to act. You must be that person that says, okay, I'm used to this because all the women do this to me. I mean, they actually do that, guys. I'm not fucking with y'all. That's why the guys y'all see on Sunday, that's why they're so laid back in the cut, because we're so used to women just throwing themselves at us. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's because of how we position ourselves. Remember, caller? Position. It's all about position. But remember, the reinforcement of the position is the text messages, the voice messages, and the videos. That's the reinforcers. Because what I'm saying is that how many people that before you, 6%, before you met me, how many motherfuckers talked about that kind of shit that you know?
Nobody.
Right. Which means everybody's doing what? The same thing, right? So yep. How does one separate himself without losing who he is, but maintaining his control? By how you communicate. I'm not average. Remember, my thing I always tell you guys in your profile, I'm not him. That guy is all he's going to do is text you. That is all he's going to do. And as soon as I send that voicemail, I'm already separate. Why do you think she's thinking about me? Because who do you think is pressing that button? It's not me. Who do you think is pressing that button to hit that play button to hear my voice? Or pressing that play button to watch the video? Who you think is doing it? Who's doing that?
She is.
Right. And if she's the one pressing the buttons, what do you think is forcing her to press the buttons? It's not me. It's why I'm so different, which is making her press the buttons. Because I become this weird thing called intriguing, a mystery, and all that other shit. Because she can't understand, out of all the guys she's ever met, nobody's ever done this before. Because nobody's ever even said they want to get to him in an intimate way. I've never heard that before. And shit, when I challenged him on the intimacy thing and it's about sex, that motherfucker just educated me and broke me down. Who is this guy? Now, here's the thing. Am I doing anything or is this who I am? This is who I am, right? Yep. 646? So,
yep.
What do you think happens? Her belief system right now. Look, you got to maintain it, girl. You got to hold the line. Don't think about them. Don't think about, okay, how many good girls have always been told by their daddy to stay away from that naughty bad boy? Stay away from those boys. Stay away from that bad boy. He's no good. He's going to hurt you. How many times they heard that from these guys? Stay away from him. He doesn't care about you. He just wants one thing from you. And don't you notice they always go against that kind of shit, right? You see what I'm saying?
They always do.
So what do you think happens when the voice in her fucking head begins to tell her, don't rush it. Don't. Hey, we got to maintain our composure. We can't look desperate. We can't look needy. Don't, you know, I know you, he just sent you another voice message, and I know you want to respond, girl. Don't do it. And what the fuck do you think she does?
She clicks that voice message, and she listens to it.
And then she responds, which means that's the point we want. We want her, remember the battle. Always remember this, young man. All y'all listen to me. Remember the battle. The battle that she's going to go through are going to be two different things. It's either going to be mind to body, okay, or body to mind, all right? That's it. Let me explain what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is that mind to body is this. You might not be her type of guy she wants to fuck. Body-wise, but mentally she wants to fuck you. So the battle is, look, he's not my type, but I can't stop thinking about him. He's not my type, but I'm fantasizing about him. He's not my type, but I'm masturbating to him. See that? Now, body over mind is this, is that you are her type that she wants to smash, but you are just not bringing it home when it comes to your mouthpiece, meaning that she'll meet a guy that works out. He's buff. He's got, you know, he got cock diesel motherfucker, right? You know, he can't even wipe his ass. His arms all cocked out, right? She's like, man, look how sexy this motherfucker is. My God, he's got the body tight. But her mind is like, as soon as he opens his mouth, he doesn't even know what the fuck to do with this pussy. He ain't been there before. You see what I'm saying? He can't even tell me what to do. See, those are the wars that you want. So when she begins to have that war, sir, that's when you win, because guess what? You're not even there. But who is lining up the weapons every time she presses play? Why do you think I keep telling you guys You got to pay attention and listen. Why, hey, caller, why do you think when she's having a bad day she gets a audio message from me? Why do you think that is?
Why does she?
Why does she get an audio message from me when she's having a bad day?
To make her smile, to make her, you know,
to make her feel better. Of course, to make her feel better. But no, there's it's a bigger no. That's the surface. We getting deep because I am training her come to me, even though I'm not around, and let me be the one to soothe her emotions, which is going to be the main thing that's going to override the belief system. You see what I'm saying? I don't need to, brother, this is what we call touching her without touching her. I don't need to be there to get her to want to fuck me. I just got to position myself where she says, you know what? I don't need to, listen, I'm walking towards the door, but guess who's holding that motherfucker open for me? She is. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because I'm invoking feelings and emotions that she, okay, think about, remember I told you elevation, not education, elevation. Elevation is how you make her feel when you're around her, that the average guy has never made her feel before. So when she's having a bad day and she gets that audio, what the fuck do you think she's going to go back to when she's having that same bad day, maybe a week from now? And, hey, remember, she doesn't want to call. So let me show you how the drug works. Don't call him right now. You don't want to seem desperate. I know you're having a bad day, but, girl, we got to hold the line, girl. Don't call him right now because you don't want to seem like you're needy, right? You see how women talk to themselves like that? But you know what? You got his audio so we can listen to that. You see what I'm saying? Don't call him.
Yeah.
Don't call him because you don't want to seem desperate and all the other stuff, which is good. But there's his voice. Hey, you remember that voice message he sent you to make you feel good? Hey, there's no harm in pressing play and injecting more of his fucking drug into you. There's no harm in pressing play. Remember, every time she presses play, she's administering the drug of me. And I'm not around.
90 seconds.
Do you see what I'm saying? 90, we got you 1 second. But you see what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah, yeah.
You see how deep it is?
Yeah, it is.
I am not trying. Listen. As much as I would love to get her at my place, and I can do that, guys, and I'm saying you can't. I'm not saying it can't happen. But there, I keep telling y'all, there are two different types of sex. There are two different types of sex out there. The first type of sex is the one where she just lays on her fucking back, and she's like, okay, get it over with. All right, 3 minutes, 3 minutes is up. All right, let me clean up. And then there's that monkey, that wild monkey sex where she wants to rip your clothes off or rip my clothes off, throw me up against a table, spank my ass cheeks, pull my hair, call me a whore, call me a bitch. Fuck this. You see what I'm saying? There's two different ones. I want the second one. I don't want her saying, well, you know what? I gotta go to the grocery store today. And then she turns over on her knees. You know what? I wonder what Victor. No. I want her to want me like I'm air. You see what I'm saying? Don't listen to that. You see what I'm saying, caller? Right.
Yep.
But the only way I can get the addiction is doing it from within. You're fighting a battle from the outside when you're trying to get her to the crib or you're trying to get her to the hotel room, and you're talking about a morally sound woman in her mind. I'm a good girl. How dare you ask me? Who do you think you are? You think I'm some kind of a slut? You think I'm a whore? Who do you think I am? You see that? she begins to defend the position. You see what I'm saying? Versus, versus, hey, what are you doing right now? What's going on, baby girl? Nothing. I'm just laying in the bed, you know, got a t-shirt on and my panties, and I'm just, you know, I'm just relaxing in the bed. You see that shit? You know that? You see what I'm saying? Two totally different things.
Yeah.
Because at that point, she's saying, come on, seduce me now. Seduce me. Versus, I'm not going to, I'm not a whore, but I'm not, listen, I'm not saying she doesn't do whorish things, but remember, you can't call a whore, or a stripper in the strip club. Can't do it. That's the rule, right? You know what she is, but you don't place the judgment by calling her that, because she's going to get offended. But if she's acting like a whore, if she's acting like a whore and you don't judge her for being the whore, she's going to be that much nastier. But if she's acting like a whore and you judge her, why would you do that? Why would you take my cum and put it on my feet and start licking it? Why? That's disgusting. Why would you do that? That's nasty. See that? Can't do that. You can't shame her for feeling like she can open up to you, but there's a way by doing it, and it starts with the control. You are not in control. Most guys are not in control, but you're talking to a woman who's in control of herself at that moment, Caller. Does that make any sense? 980, I got you 1 second. Does that make any sense?
Yep.
She's in control. Right. Meaning, just because she's in control right now doesn't mean she's going to lose control later. But what reason does she have to lose control? That's the million-dollar question. That's what, if you can't answer that question and look in the mirror and figure out what reason why she can lose control, God damn it, I can give you a few of them. How I hit it from land, air, sea, and space. How I get it to laugh, smile, think, and blush. How I position my wine above the bed, the color, lights, the easel. I got tons of these things.
Excuse me, Master William. I know you're very busy at the moment.
That's my
but name. I'm afraid that someone is endeavoring to contact you telephonically. Should I get rid of him, or do you want to take the call? Thank you, Governor.
Y'all love that shit, huh, guys? Hold on a second. Raw, what's up, man? I'm doing live show. What's up, brother?
Nah, just catching up, bro. Just hitting you back. Just get at me whenever.
All right, dog. I hit you after the show's over, my dick.
All right,
100, man. All right, but now that I got you, but you heard my butler right there, caller?
Yeah.
That ain't cool as shit, ain't he? But no, what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying to you guys is this. I'm not saying it isn't possible to get her over to the house, but it's based off of the control that you have to show her. See, remember, in order to have her lose control, you got to be in enough control to not only tell her what to do, but be able to stand on the why you want her to do that. What incentive, you got to ask yourself, what incentive is she going to get by giving up the ass to you when you're not even in control of yourself? Think about, not you, caller, but you see what I'm saying? What did she get out of it? Why should I? But see, here's the problem. 980, I got you. One more second, 980. Here's the problem. Because they're in control and because you place the judgment, remember, as soon as you place that judgment, you go from 10 to 20 or 30. You see what I'm saying? The walls go up versus come down because you place a judgment on somebody who believes at that moment, gentlemen, I'm not fucking lying to you guys. When you first meet her, she actually believes the shit that she posts on the internet, on the profiles, and she believes the shit that she feels about herself. I swear to you, she believes it. She thinks that's her truth. Until she starts to realize that, you know what? I'm thinking about him too much. I miss him. But do you want to know what makes them really want to fuck you fast? is when you remember what I always say about the dress, purse, and makeup. What do those three things do? What do those three things do better than anything? What do they do? Call it. Come on, you know this one. What does the dress, the purse, and the makeup do? Yes.
Insecurity.
Well, what do you think happens when she realizes you're the one that can take that away from her? Oh, the pussy's yours. Sorry, it's yours. And she putting that shit on a basket and taking it to your temple and just offering it to you because of how you make her feel. Remember when she's sick? See, most guys, when a woman says, oh, I'm not feeling good, you know what they say? Shit, girl, all right, I'll talk to you later. No, you ain't feeling good? Oh, you ain't feeling good? Well, hey, and hey, peep gang, I'm going to talk about if she's in another state, peep gang. You ain't feeling good? Well, hey, look, two things. Number one, you know if I was there right now, I'd come over there with some chicken soup and take care of you right now. But since I'm not there, and since I can't take care of you, this is what I commend, this is what I want you to do. Go ahead and make a nice hot bath, okay? And I want you to relax. What I want you to do when you do that, I want you to take your phone and we go live, okay? I don't want to disturb you. I just want you to know that when you're thinking about me, you can look right over there and you'll see me doing whatever the fuck I'm doing. I'm there. But, dog, how many motherfuckers talk to him that way? Think about that one thing I just said. How many motherfuckers even talk to them that way? Think about that, dog. Think about that. How many motherfuckers even that? Look, that's a little nugget right there. I can ride off of that right there. Because guess what? Every time, listen, even when she's mad at you, what is the rule of drugs and alcoholism? Wait, hold that thought. Let me bring 980 real quick, and then I'm going to come back to you. Let me grab 980 real quick. Stay right there, Carl. Let me grab 980. Hold on. Stay right there. Mute yourself real quick. 980, I'm sorry. I had you on hold. What's your question, 980? How can I help you, brother?
Yo, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
All right. So this isn't really on the topic of the show or anything, but I've been watching for a while, and I was kind of curious, so I thought I'd ask and everything. Sure. So really simply, I mean, I have decent experiences with women or whatnot. It's okay.
All right, okay, stop right there. Just say I don't. I don't. Remember how we listen. I'm not here to shame you. I just want you to start learning how to be honest with yourself. Remember, I told you, you either have it or you don't. And when you say you have it, sometimes you don't have it at all. So when you say decent, right? So. I'm not here to embarrass you, but I don't want you to see what a lot of guys do is they know they're not really experienced, but they get something, which is fine. But the language you use really shows the behavior that you have. You see what I'm saying? When you say I'm decent, because I would never tell a motherfucker I'm a decent lover. I'm a bad motherfucker. My eyes glow. I'm so fucking bad in this motherfucker. So I'm not decent. You know what I mean? I'm not sometimes. I'm all the time. So. But I'm listening to you. Gotcha. Go ahead. I just want to correct you. But no, it's all good. But go ahead. Continue. I'm listening.
Well, I mean, I'm hypercritical of myself. So that's kind of like why you would – I said that specifically. But right now I think I'm dealing with at least four chicks, give or take, or whatnot.
So what's the question on the problem? Is there a problem?
They're not really the quality of woman that I'm really after. So it's kind of like – women just fall in my lap, and I'd be like, okay, but over there.
Okay. All right. Remember we talked about self-respect. I talked about that the other day. Okay? I don't want any mud ducks on my roster. After I prescribe what I'm telling you, no six on down, I ain't fucking with anything less than a seven. Okay? Anything less, I ain't fucking with that at all, at all. I don't give a fuck how much pussy they want to give me. My standard has to be that. That's my standard. That's my fixed standard that I will not mess with any mud ducks. So what you're doing is you're trying to cheat and loophole the game because you're satisfied with below average motherfucking women. But why would you do that to yourself? Why would you, it, okay, it's like it's like I always say, it's like you're in the middle of the ocean, okay? And you're poking holes in your boat, and then you're grabbing water out the ocean and dumping it into the boat, and then you're wondering, well, why am I sinking so fast? You know what I mean? Why would you do that disservice to yourself and have women that you don't even deem worthy of being on your roster, man? Your roster is sacred, man. That's sacred ground. That's only for the elite women that you deem to be elite versus the mud ducks you have on there. Why would you do that?
I got you.
Why? Why?
I'm honestly complacency. I'm used to it, and they treat me good, so I'm just like.
What did I say earlier today about success? You've got to learn how to push past success. And these women, none of these women should be in your room of all your achievements. You know, like how the motherfucker, when he kills the lions and shit, or and he cuts the head and he stuffs it and puts that motherfucker in his wall and shit. All your achievements and all your trophies should be in one room. But these women don't belong in there. So why do you have them on sacred ground? Your roster should be sacred because that's you. Why would you fuck with mud ducks?
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
no, I don't
want to. Really,
okay, stop. Listen. This is not about right or wrong, but I'm trying to show you game.
Mm-hmm.
The problem isn't even the mud ducks. The problem is you can't even answer why. That's even worse.
Yeah. Makes sense.
All right. Well, what's your question?
Pretty much, since I've been doing it so long, how do I reframe, you know?
You don't reframe it. Stop. You don't reframe it. You don't say, I want to stop. You don't say, today's going to be the day I'm going to change. Don't do any of that shit because it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to do. How many times have you, you probably haven't heard me, but how many times do I tell you guys to go over to the light switch and turn that fucking thing on?
I feel you.
That's how easy it is. The reason why you're accepting the mud ducks is because you don't do much work for a mud duck. And I mean much work on yourself for a mud duck. But you know when you step up in the big leagues, you got to come correct, and you're not correct right now. And see, if you were correct with yourself or in control of yourself the way you should be, you should be talking to nothing less than a seven.
True.
But there's no control, which means is when you see a woman, you're going to what? Lose control. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
And that's the problem. That's the problem. That's the problem. You're going to lose control. Meaning that the one that's in control can see the one who's not in control. They can see everything. They can see you for what you are when you are not in control. And that's why do you think I say these women aren't special? Why do you think I keep saying that? Because I'm in control. And she ain't special until I say she's fucking special. She's got to prove something to me. If she can't prove it, take your ass on and go fuck somebody else. You're wasting my time. Next. But how many motherfuckers do you know got the balls to say that kind of shit? The motherfucker that's in control. That's
true.
What makes you an asshole. That's what makes you a jerk.
Yeah.
That's what makes you cocky and conceited. That's what makes you who the fuck do you think you are? God's gift to women? You know, I'm not God's gift to women. I'm God's gift to me. Not to women. Only me. I am God's gift to me. I mean, y'all don't even talk that way. Yeah, I mean, your language is just, it shows, man. This is why I'm in control, because I'm all about me. Me. I don't give a, man, I wish I had enough fucks given. I wish I had fucks given, but I just don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. But my hero, you know, it is December, so my hero is going to be coming on all month long, and that's Ebenezer Scrooge, dog. Since I was a kid, I loved Ebenezer. I connected with the beginning of Ebenezer, not that shit you see at the end where he's like, hello, Tony Tim. Oh, God bless us, Governor. Every one of us. Not that motherfucker. I'm talking about that motherfucker you see in the beginning. That's the motherfucker I resonate with. That's why I love that. That's my shit. Because I resonate with that motherfucker. Because that motherfucker gave no fucks. He didn't give a fuck. Didn't care. By humbug, bitch. He didn't give a fuck. That's what I'm saying. Okay?
Yeah, I'm learning to be selfish. It's a process because I'm used to having to be.
It's always going to be a process until you trust the process. You got to trust it. It's never, see, the problem with people saying they're going to change and all that other stuff is that all they're doing is lying to themselves. You've got to trust the process of saying, you know what, I'm not going to say I'm going to change and just fucking start changing because I trust the process. You see the difference? I'm not on December 31st. When the ball is going down, I'm not going to say, well, this is the year that I'm going to do you fill in the fucking blank and knowing fucking 12 months later, you're doing the same shit over again. And all that resolutions and all that, I want to fix confidence. I want to defeat confidence. I want to get over fear and all that shit. You ain't going to do it when you talk about it. Remember what they say on the streets? Don't talk about it what?
Be about it.
Yeah, and see? When you be about it, that's where the change comes from. I don't need to talk about what the fuck I need to do. I just need to do the shit. I just need to do the shit. But how many have control enough to even say that? See, that's control. I'm not trying to fuck her because I'm so precious. I'm the prize. So if I'm the prize, what show was that? I'm trying to think of the show. Oh, wait. Have you ever seen No Country for Old Men?
Yes, I have.
One of my favorite movies. What did Anton Chigurh tell old boy about that goddamn briefcase? Nah, I'm not coming to get it. You're going to bring it to me and lay it right down at my feet. Remember he said that shit?
Yeah.
See, that's a motherfucker who's all about. Do you understand he was no nonsense? He was a no-nonsense, don't beat around the bush. I'm going to do what I need to get done. He did get fucked up through all that, but see, that's what I'm saying. That's the mindset. That's the connect. That's the mindset. I'm not telling you guys to go kill people, none. I'm just saying that he had no fucks given, right? No fucks given. Did not care. I know where you're at. You're in the hotel, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? I'm not going there. I'm not going there. You see that?
Yeah.
But I'm gonna give you a chance out of this. You bring that motherfucker and you place it at my feet. Can't say that you're gonna live or not, but you place it at my feet. Or I'm going to, I guess Odessa or whatever the fuck he was going, El Paso, wherever the fuck he was going. But see, you remember that? See, that's somebody who is in control of himself. When you're in control, you get to call the shots. But the shot you cannot say is come over to my place in the beginning when you're dealing with someone who actually believes she's special. She actually believes she's got value. So y'all got to stop that. That's what I'm trying to say, if that makes any sense, man. Okay, so you go ahead and mute yourself. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to stay on, but you can mute yourself. If you got a question, just interrupt me, okay?
All right.
Now 646, Agash. Now what's the rule of 646? What is the rule of an alcoholic and a druggie?
They always need their fix.
Nah, the rule is never go cold turkey.
Okay.
What happens when you go cold turkey from a habit, sir? No matter what that habit is, and you just say, you know what, today I'm going to stop doing, place the habit in the line. Today I'm going to stop it. You might get past day one. You may get past day two. But I bet you by day three, you're going to be fiending for whatever it is you're running away from or getting rid of, right? Right?
Yeah.
So what do you think happens when they try to break it off with us? What do you think happens when they say, this is it, I'm over, I'm not talking to you again, I'm not dealing with you again? What the fuck do you think happens? Why do you think I put a candle in the window, bruh? Because I'm just trying to make sure when they come their ass back home, they know how to get here. Because they always come back, bruh. They always come back because I set the standard. Because I'm in control.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was also, it's funny, the last caller, that was another question that I was thinking about because I watched the show earlier about getting past success and always
yes, sir.
Wanting to continue evolving. So I was just thinking about another girl that, you know, is currently just a sexual relationship, and she's not – and I was watching one of your older shows from maybe like a year ago or 2 years ago, and mm-hmm. obviously, like, we speak about, you know, sex is not enough. And now I'm just thinking about, yes, it's great with just having sex, but what is she doing for me, and how do I get there versus what we were doing before, which was just sex?
Scribe,
how do I get
– Scribe. Yep. Scribe. I'm going to show you right now. Scribe. Write this down. My favorite cereal is Fruity Pebbles. I like Belgian waffles and funnel cake. I like strawberry shortcake, and I like pumpkin pie with whipped cream. I like cold apple pie and vanilla ice cream. I like steak, and I like pork chops. I like rice. I like spinach. I mean, I'm just giving you see what I'm saying? Now that I know that, time for us to go on a field trip, baby, baby. Hey, baby, I got a special place I want to take you. I want to take you to a special place. So when you're free, let me know. I got a very special place I want to take you. So let me know if you got – I just need about 30 or hour time. I got a special place I want to tell you. You don't even have to dress up for it, baby. And you know what? And let me know. And if you want me to blindfold you to surprise you, I have no problem. But I got – it's a special place to me. And you take her ass to the grocery store, and you go shopping. You go get a grab a cart, and I'm gonna show you all the shit that I like, and I want you to have it. And now we gotta figure out what skills you have, because I need to know what you are outside of pussy. Can you make breakfast? Can you make my favorite lunch? Can you make my favorite dinner? Can you make my favorite appetizers? What can you do for me? And if you can't do those, I will teach you how to do those things. You see how that works, bro?
Yes. Yes.
Did I stutter?
Nope.
Fuck no. Didn't stutter at all, because I'm telling what the fuck I wanted to do. And guess what? Here's the best thing. Say no. Please say no. Please, hey, please do me a favor and say no. Because now I'm gone. You lost me. You see what I'm saying? That's how game work, man. Okay? All right, wait. Let me ask some of these questions. LL, I heard you mention knowing your four square in videos. Your four, and we'll talk about the law of four later on, but your four is basically your end result. How do I get to my end result? But there's a different ways, and I'll break that down. It's about how she feels when you're not around because her emotions influence her thoughts. Emotions influence everything, guys. Emotions influence everything. Emotions influence everything. But you got to understand the woman to understand that You don't invoke her emotions when you first meet her. You meet the woman that believes she's special. You run into the woman that thinks she is the best her, that she ever thinks she is. That's what you meet. But like I was showing the girls that was on the show before, I mean, they can feel whatever the fuck they want to feel. But at the end of the day, this is them. Where is it at? Remember? I mean, I showed you. Let me just grab one clip. Like this one, look.
Like, I'm one in a million. One in a million. So done with dating with guys.
See that shit? See that? I keep telling y'all, man. When you first meet them, that you're meeting someone that really actually believes in fairy tales. She really believes that she's special. She really truly believes that she's got value and shit. Wow. It's amazing. But I'm not knocking them. Listen, they can think that, but listen. They can still have value for themselves and still be nasty as fuck because they will find a loophole, guys. They will always find a loophole to find a way to suck that dick when they want to do it. Let me see. I've been talking to this woman for a while. Celebrated her birthday. We kissed. How do I position myself? But why? What was your purpose of going to the birthday party? And what was the purpose of it? If you're kissing somebody and you can't lead them to the next step, then don't fucking kiss her. Get the fuck out the game, dude. Brother, you got to kiss. Why can't you lead her to the bedroom? What is the purpose of the kiss? There's got to be something behind the kiss. Y'all don't understand how the game works. Next question he's saying. What I hear you saying is challenging her character for her to prove herself to you. Wait a second. Excuse me. What is so challenging about... Asking about her, you kind of broke my brain on that. What is so challenging about asking for what the fuck you want? Don't ask for pussy. I keep telling y'all, ask for pussy. I just explained to you why it doesn't work, but I'm asking you, what is so wrong with asking for what you want? Earlier today, I talked about the fixed mindset, man. You believe in this shit. It's not a fucking challenge. She's not special enough to be a challenge, brother. Let's keep going. Let me just make sure I'm reading the things before I continue. I got to catch up, guys. Give me a second. Guys, yeah, I mean, you guys are on the phone. Y'all got a question y'all going to ask. I just want to catch up with the I think I'm caught up. Wait, shit. No, I'm not. Fuck. Hold on. Let's see here. She had a profile mind, body, and soul. Fuck her mind, body, and soul, man. I don't give a fuck. Hey, M-Dog, I don't care about that woman, dude. Nor should you. Everything she's saying is the lie that she believes until she meets a man. Is the process what process are you talking about? I don't think y'all guys understand that I've been doing this since I was 9 years old, okay? Let's just think about it. I've been doing this since I was 9 years old. I'm 50 right now. And I am a man. But I am not a man. Follow me. I'm not going over here. Just follow me. You'll understand what I'm saying. I am a man. But the reason why I say I'm not a man is because the day I actually become a man is the day I die, because on that day I stop evolving. And what I end up with will be me as a man. I am a man, but I am constantly evolving into something greater than what I thought I was yesterday. So remember the ceiling, becomes the floor, and then the floor turns into the ceiling, meaning that once you get to what you think is the top of your mountain, that's not the top. That's actually a new bottom to reach another top. So it goes on forever. There's long lasting. Yes, till death is when you stop evolving. Or the day your heart or your lungs stop working, whatever the fuck it is, that's where you can say, I'm a motherfucking man. I've reached my pinnacle, because you can no longer keep going. You're at your point. So yes, you have a man mindset, and you live your life as a man, but you're always chasing the next you every damn day. It doesn't stop. There's no days off, man. I'm telling you, you always chase the brand new you, because the drug of you is so great that every time, every day is a new high. Every day you got a brand new culinary school, a brand new judicial system, a brand new marketing team, a brand new gym, a brand new drug lab. Every fucking day is Christmas. Every day is Halloween before, you know how excited we used to get. Every day is like that because you're always evolving. It does not end, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm always in control of me, because all I'm thinking about is what the fuck benefits me. I don't care. But even if I don't care, I am a benefit to a woman, because I don't play by the rules of the average guy. I have too much shit here that I can lay on a woman whenever I want to change her fucking world. Change your life. I'm a life changer with her. I will change your life. I will change how she sees the world. I'll change how she sees sex. I'll change them. Again, gentlemen, when you got that power to open her eyes and let her see things in herself that she never really met, guys, I'm talking about a woman that she really didn't eat pussy or anything like that. She just thought, you know, oh, I'm not that kind of girl. You know, it's just disgusting. I wouldn't do it. And then by the time I got done with her ass, she was out there getting pussy for us. But it's a process, of course, but it didn't happen overnight. But she had to realize that, you know what? I was just always ashamed of saying something about it. See, this is what y'all understand. A lot of these women that are married, relationships, dating guys, they're holding in their sexuality. I'm saying let it go. I'm not here to judge you. Listen, we can take our time on your sexuality, because when you open that damn door, the fun we about to have. A lot of women are ashamed to tell you average guys their naughty sexual secrets. Some of these women like to dress up in cosplay costumes, rip a slit in the crotch, get on their knees and let you smash them in their costumes. I mean, every woman has a kink and a fantasy that you will never, ever know, because you're never allowing her to feel safe around you, where she starts to open up to you about all the dirty shit she likes to do. They will. Oh, my God. They are just so nasty. They're just so nasty. They so nasty, guys. I mean, they would like, well, how's that dick doing today? Let me see that dick. How's my dick doing today? I was thinking about that dick. How's my dick doing? Man, I'm telling you, I know y'all don't see that shit because, you know, you got to be in a certain kind of a club to see the shit that I'm talking about. Let me continue. Let me see here. I took her for ice cream. and wine for a birthday. Well, 25, then you have lost. You have wasted 3 weeks of your life. Shame on you. You haven't led to the bedroom because, and I say this with love, what are you bringing to the bedroom table that she wants to fuck you? You're not doing anything. What you're doing is playing it safe. What you're doing is walking on eggshells. Why would you waste your time with someone for a month that hasn't even licked their dirt under your balls? Are you serious? What? A month? It just shows the lack of experience that you have, man. That's why she's taking her time. Because in her mind, she's saying, whenever I give it to him, he's just going to accept it. He's not going anywhere. If I was you, I'd message her and let her know I'm free Friday at 8 o'clock. Bring something sexy. I have some nice music, nice wine, and I want you to stay with me tonight. Or I want you to stay over here for a few hours. But we got to fuck. We got to get our fuck on. Because if you're with her for a month and she hasn't even talked or came, I mean, man, you know why you got, and guys, listen to me. I'm telling you. You know why you got that kiss? It's because she's in control of the relationship. The only reason you got the kiss from her is because her standard allowed you to say, well, you're such a gentleman and you're so patient with me that I finally feel like, you know, now's the time. Fuck that shit. If I'm you, I'm just saying, if it were me, I'm not going to tell you do what you want to do, but if it were me, hey, we got to hook up on this day. And if you say anything other than yes, or you can say, no, we can do it tomorrow, or no, we can do it later on. But if you say anything other than that or yes, I'm going to say, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead. You go ahead and take care of yourself. I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I'm not the guy for you. I'm going to go ahead and let you go. But why are you saying that? Because I feel like I'm wasting my time. And that's why I say I'm not the guy for you. I don't like wasting my time. See that, guys? I'm serious. I will not waste my fucking time. And C-Dog, you just wasted your time, dude. You wasted it. You can't create impact if you ain't getting it. You don't have enough. You need coaching, brother. You need help. You stop looking for one-word answers. It's not going to help you. You need help. Get coaching. Let me see here. Does this channel support the LGBT community? Bartholomew, whatever, a B. I just call you B. Let me say this. As a lesbian, I support lesbians. I there is nothing like licking pussy. There's nothing in where I support lesbians. I support lesbians. So I hope that's your answer. I support women on women, whether it's a strap on, if they doing the what is that, that centipede thing? What is that centipede thing? The walking centipede? Y'all know what I'm talking about. No matter what y'all women are doing, I support y'all. I think it's a beautiful thing to watch two lesbians just eat each other out. So yes, I do support lesbians. Let's see here. Next question. Yes, as a lesbian, I'm telling you, yes, I believe. I salute you. I mean, I am with you. I am a lesbian. I tell you, I am a lesbian. I tell you, man. So I support lesbians. I support lesbians. I am a lesbian. I support lesbians. Whew. Man, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Especially when you can sit in a chair in a corner and dim the lights and everything, and just sit and just watch them take each other's clothes off, undo each other's bra. And the skill that y'all women have with that is amazing. It's like You don't just fumble. It's like you know, like it's just like a click. And you just, it's like you just touch it and it just springs open, where most guys are like, ah, damn it, how the fuck? Get this, God damn it. Take this shit off, you know, but it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. Let's see here. Christopher, Steve, how do you help people with mind blocks? There's no such thing on this station as a mind block. I don't know what is a mind block. I don't. There's no such thing. What is a mind block? I need more. I don't know what that is. There's no such thing as a mind block. I've never heard of a mind block. I was just talking about the lesbian thing, but no, I don't. I've never heard of a mind block at all. I don't even know what one is. I'm not trying to be funny at all. You got to explain to me what the fuck that. What is a mind block? I've never heard of that before. So I just need you to give me more information on that. But guys in the I'm opening up my. But yeah, all y'all are muted, guys. I mean, that's called. All you guys are muted. But if y'all do have a question, y'all can't interrupt me and ask any questions, because this is what we're talking about.
I do have a question, Steve.
Yeah, what's the question? What's up?
Yeah, so knowing that I'm the one that she said she was disappointed and so forth, she only basically, now I contact her the only time she speaks, when I contact her. She's not really reaching out to me. Should I just let her go?
Well, she's okay, but there's no benefit to, okay, like I told you before, remember I told you? For her to do what I know she can do, there's got to be a benefit behind what she's doing. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
There's got to be a benefit behind it, but because there's nothing in the cupboard that she feels there's something beneficial in you, she's not going to call you. There's no benefit in that, because in her eyes, you don't have experience with women. In her eyes. And in her eyes, she thinks that you remember, what was her biggest bitch? Intimidation. She feels that you're intimidated by her.
Intimidated? Me? By her?
I'm sorry?
Me intimidated, you said?
No, she's intimidating you. You're the one that thinks that she's special. Remember, what did you say? Because she fucking has a few degrees and shit like that. That she's like,
oh,
special.
Yeah.
Right. Remember? Yeah. I listen, dog. I'm a very good listener. So what I'm saying that's the problem, is that she's running you. And because she's running you and you're not in control of you, what benefit is it to her to even be in touch with somebody who can't even tell her to shut the fuck up?
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, because after we talked, she had told me that she was open for whatever. And that was water under the bridge. But she says, you're the man, you lead.
But if she tells you that, you might as well charge it. If a woman should never tell you to lead. A woman should never tell you to be the man, because if they saying that, they've already lost respect for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. There you go. I sent you the details. So, do you have any other questions or anything?
No, I'm good. I'll wait till I speak to you on the side.
I know, bro. Hey, but Chris. Okay, well, Chris, the player, please let me know what you mean by blocks. I'm just saying, what are mind blocks? I don't understand what is a mind block. Is it like a mind block? And for all you motherfuckers that are about to say something, these are where my earrings come from, motherfuckers. So I'm just don't think I'm doing some shit. This is where my earrings come from. But I'm just saying that, is this what you're saying a mind block is? So I don't understand. This is a block. What do you mean by mind block? That's what I'm saying. What do you mean by mind block? So that's all I'm just asking. I don't know what you mean by that, but this is the problem you have, Chris. Number one is that you've got to be able to answer questions fast. When somebody asks you a question, you've got to have the answer already prepared. Or, like I was saying to the guy I'm talking to right now, is to make sure when you make a statement, that statement is clear enough so not only I, but those that are in the room watching can understand what you're talking about, because I have no fucking idea what a mind block is. I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea. But gentlemen, we got a few more minutes. We're gonna do like 9 more minutes. But gentlemen, any more questions y'all got in the chat? Calls y'all just interrupt me, guys.
Yeah,
y'all
sure.
Do, but, what's up?
So, as you had mentioned earlier, I need to do more work on myself and everything of that nature. And I thought I was doing pretty good for a while and everything, because I started out being like a really timid person, really kept to myself. So like where I'm at is definitely point. But I'm, like I said, I found your page. I found Mr. Lucario, and I'm just kind of like,
yeah,
trying to.
Well, that's where the coaching comes in at. Well, that's where the coaching comes in at, because I can't ask you personal ass questions when you're live on air. I'm not going to do that to you. But in order for us to get you in the right way, we got to go to the core of you and find out your whys. You know what I mean? We got to get to the core, because we got to figure out where the problem is at. Somewhere in your mind, there's a problem that we got to fucking fix and destroy and shit. We got to fuck that motherfucker up. But, whoa, I'm sorry, but is there a question behind what you're saying, or are you just making a statement?
Oh, well, I was going to say, I mean, yeah, you have a valid point. That would be a deep dive. But I was going to say, like, where should I start from where I'm at kind of thing? But that's really vague. So,
well, you're not listening. What did I tell you to do?
Just do it.
No, good coaching. You gotta listen. You're not listening.
Yeah, coaching. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, you gotta listen. Oh. You gotta learn how to listen, brother. You gotta learn how to listen. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
I mean, that definitely would help. Nah. I got too many questions.
Well, go ahead and ask. You got time? Listen, this is okay. Listen.
All right.
In order for
so,
you to help, there are no bad questions. There are no dumb questions at all. If you're asked a question, don't be ashamed. You got to learn, you know. This is a learning process. What's up?
So when it comes to, you know, putting in your bid and everything, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because, I mean, I've walked up to chick before and, you know, just had interactions or whatever, and it's gone okay.
But I don't interact with bitches, so no, you fail. What's so funny? I'm serious. You fail. Why would I waste my precious time in building me to interact with a woman for what? What's the purpose of interacting with her? What's the purpose?
I got you. I mean, I have a lot of female friends, so I'm used to like interacting with women.
Well, why do you? Oh my God. Please get rid of your feet. Listen, you have no – get rid of them bitches, man. You have no female friends. What the fuck is that shit about? I have a problem letting my friends know that I don't want to listen to their dumb shit sometimes. Not totally sure why, but should I let them – this is – okay, guys, this is what I understand about – listen, guys. I don't know how many ways y'all want me to say this. You are king. Whatever the king doesn't want, the king must reach and speak about what the fuck it is he doesn't want. So you're allowed to tell your friends to shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear that shit. Don't talk that way. Hey, listen, if your friends are whiny little bitchy guys, just cut them off completely. I don't want friends like that. 0% of who the fuck you hang out with. So, but if you don't want to listen to their dumb shit, just tell them. Dude, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear that stupid shit. Listen, y'all are allowed to talk. It's weird, but y'all allowed to do it. But y'all guys on the call, y'all, wait, what other questions do you have, Big Dog? As I got a few more minutes. We got 5 minutes left. So what are your questions that you have?
You did, Steve. I'm just trying to soak it up and, you know, kind of process what you've already told me. Obviously, I need to get a consultation, and I'll probably do that in the next few weeks or so.
You got a question. What other questions do you have?
Okay, so I know that you and Lucario talk about, like, waiting, 12 to 18 months before making a chick your girl, right? And I'm like, I have a hard time processing it. I've had a girlfriend for a long time because I just haven't found a chick that really meshes well with me. But at the same time, if I like you, I'm going to make you my girl. And whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like women. I don't.
I got you.
And I don't want them to like me. So why are you liking women? What is you liking her going to do? What is that going to do for you?
Nothing. I mean,
so it doesn't
like that's a natural cause.
Oh, it's not natural. Yeah. That's not really. Men don't do that shit. Listen, I understand if you're in elementary school and you say I like that girl, I'll give you elementary school. But as a grown man, you shouldn't be talking. Yeah, man. We don't say that pertaining to girls. You know, I like to have some extra. Can I get some? I like to have some extra ketchup.
Okay.
I like to get some more juice, or I would like a number 3 meal. You see what I'm saying? That's how you use like. But you don't use that shit with a woman. Why? You're not in elementary school. You don't use that shit. You're not supposed to like these women. You can't like somebody that's not bringing anything to. What is there to like? What is there to like about a woman? That's what I'm saying. What is there to like about her?
I mean,
because
I
can't like an expectation. If I expect you to show me your value and worth, I can't like it. That's just an expectation. So that doesn't work. Oh.
Yeah.
But again, I'm in control. It has to be my way. Sorry, because it's the only way. It's only one way, and it's my way because everything else is fucking wrong. But I'm not saying that when it comes to your job, guys. Work your job. Do what you're supposed to do. I'm saying when it comes to
I'm the boss.
Yeah, but you're not the boss of your life, though. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You're the boss maybe of your company or something like that, but why can't you be the boss of your life, dude?
No, I agree. Totally agree because I constantly think about that. Like, once I'm dead and gone, I'm going to be like, oh, well, I let this happen and I didn't do this and I accepted that when I only get one chance, you know?
Well, all that shit can stop now. You just got to start. But it's a process. For all you guys is a process, gentlemen. Everything's a process. But it's not that you can get it. It's just, do you have the patience, man? Patience gets you everything. At the end of the day, patience gets you everything. Everything. You get so much when you're patient. You get more respect. You get more ass because women are not used to patient men. Women see patient men as men who have experience with women. But the patience isn't for the woman. The patience is for himself. It has nothing to do with the woman.
I got you. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm impatient. That's why, even though I do have chicks that I wouldn't say are 7 and 8 or whatever, they're usually like, I want to give you ass and whatnot. Like, I had this chick I was talking to in a video chat earlier, and she was, like, showing me her titties, and I'm like, oh, okay. So, like, you're not here, so that's not going to do anything for me.
But she's a mud duck. It's not pretty. Yeah. So why are you video chatting ugly-ass bitches?
You're right. You're right.
I'll tell you why, because you don't want to admit it. Because they give you attention and easy pussy. And because they give you that attention, then you're doing it all for the wrong reasons. That's all. Thank you, Chad. I appreciate that, Chad. Thank you, Chad.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, yeah, I just one started thing off with the wrong note thing.
Well, yeah, well, that's why you're here. You're here to learn. But, gentlemen, there's one thing I want you to learn more than anything else right now. And that is, I want you guys out there, before you go to bed, think about the graveyard. Always remember, John Tolmaten, everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. You live every day like it is your last, guys. Always remember that. Also, guys, I want to give a shout out to all those that are new here. I welcome you with open arms. It's an acquired taste, so y'all got to get used to being a man. I want the best for you. That's why I challenge you and correct you. It's not because I don't look at you as stupid. It's just I got to correct you so you can see it before you say it type stuff. But guys, please, if you get a chance, go ahead and subscribe. Like, I want to say thank you for all those that like the show. Thank you guys. I want to give you guys a special thank you. I appreciate all you guys. Not a way, I appreciate you. You did a good call. We're going to work with you, brother. We're going to work with you. We're going to get you right. We're going to get you right.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
We got you, man. All you got. And last thing I want to say to y'all guys, and this has got to be powerful because this is so true. It's so true. 30 days, guys. 30 days. Until the new year. And look how you fucked off the other 11 months. We gotta get you to stop wasting time. I told y'all, if any of y'all guys, y'all gotta watch the law of time. You cannot waste it. Stop fucking with time. Learn how to let time work for you. Stop fucking with it. Because the more you fuck with time, the more you're fucking everything up. Stop wasting your time, man. Man, you can't get back those 11 months, okay? But God damn it, we got to make sure we roll into 2022 with an agenda for ourselves, man, that we do it for us. We don't do it for anybody else but us, man, okay? We got to get y'all focused, all right? Well, gentlemen, I just want to say, hey, guys, y'all are great men, man. I appreciate all you guys. You need to get at me. Get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Gentlemen, all you got to do is leave a name, leave your number, and I will call you myself when you're ready to grow. Y'all want to get coaching? Y'all know how to get at me and all that other stuff. Right here it is, themanmindset@gmail.com. Get at me. We got you covered. But other than that, gentlemen, I appreciate y'all. Y'all are good men. Y'all are good men. It's going to take time, okay? Wait, let me ask this last question. Girl wants me to come over and watch a movie and cuddle. Dude, come on, dude. Listen, man, look. Come on, man. Come on, man. I need y'all to let your nuts drop from your stomach, man. Come on, stop that shit, man. Stop that shit, man. Please, come on, man. Y'all are too old to ask that kind of question. I don't even want to answer that shit, man. You can't be serious. Look, and that's what I'm saying, man. I think you're too young for this place. You got to be 18 years or older to be in here, okay? But anyway, hey, guys, man, look, hey, we might, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Thursday. I might kick, wait, my Cowboys come on Thursday. Shoot. I might do a show tomorrow. I got to, let me see. Oh, shit. Oh, My God, it's gonna be hard. My boys play Thursday. Let me see here. Yeah, I might do a show tomorrow. But guys, just hit the notification button. I'll probably do a show tomorrow. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, I'm one of my Cowboys and stuff like that, man. So most love to y'all and stuff, man. So, guys, y'all be good men, man. I appreciate all you guys, man. Hey, listen. Remember what I am saying to all you guys to understand control. Control is something that you must master for yourself. Once you master it for yourself and you meet a woman, you can use that same control to have her lose control, okay? Gentlemen, y'all are great men. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for the likes and all that other stuff. For the new subscribers, I want to say thank you, too. I appreciate you all, and we will do everything we can on this show to give you the advantage that no one gives you, okay? Gentlemen, go ahead and buy yourselves a beer. Pat yourselves on the back. Y'all did good. I'm proud of you guys, okay? I'm going to start patting y'all a little bit on the back, a little bit. I'm still going to be hard on you motherfuckers, but I am proud of y'all, all right? I am proud of you guys. Y'all are great men, okay? And we're going to get you to be better men, all right? Guys, you have a good night, man. I might do something tomorrow. So we'll continue on control because there's so much I need to say about that. But we'll either hit that or another subject. But we got you covered, guys. I appreciate you all, man. I'm the Dean. Man Mindset, man. Fuck with your boy.
What's up, bro? I'm going to call you back in just a second, man. I'm over here with my pistol, so I'm going to call you back.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm here. Call me back, bro. All
right.
All right.
Excuse me, Master Williams.
My dog, what's up with you, man?
My nigga.
What's the 411?
Come on.
I'm just saying, what's going on with you, man? What's good with you,
sir? Oh, not, man. Just, you know.
Same old.
Running, nigga.
I'm just doing my YouTube, looking around at you. If I can find something to piss you off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah. 11-year-old boy tells mom she has a bad attitude. T-shirt. He put it out 2 hours ago, and he has 1,000 hits already.
Nice.
Wow. What the fuck?
Oh, he does. In August. Have to believe it's our content.
Yeah, but I don't understand. I guess I don't understand the algorithm of the algorithm wants you to bash women.
Kevin Samuels is making a killing off of it. Why wouldn't they? They don't probably view it as bashing women either, though. They probably view it as great content.
Fine line, man. I just, I don't know, man. I don't know what the fuck to say about this. I don't know, man. It's just hard to figure. I don't know, man. I mean, I got some new guys that was on the show today. I got some new listeners, but.
Yo! We're good, yo! We're good, girl. You can't stop this defense, yo. The rematch, I'm up. I'm up. He only won one, I won three. Time to get busy and I'm going with Texas, yo. Yeah!
Okay.